Tuesday, July 9th, 2024. NATO's meeting in D.C. for their anniversary of their founding, planning World War III, and the globalists have launched Operation Big Boy.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
118 days, 12 hours, 59 minutes, 41 seconds, the most important election in world history. Biden is refusing to step down, and the globalists have launched Operation Big Boy to completely destroy him. Hope you got your popcorn, because you got front row seats to Armageddon. I'm Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday, July 9th, 2024 transmission. Start your engines, because this is bigger than just the battle for the Republic in America. It's the battle for the world and the human soul.
Such a great job. You answered every question. You knew all the facts. And let me ask the crowd, what did Trump do? Why?
After that, the president will hold a press conference. I guess a big boy press conference is what we're calling it, and take some questions from y'all.
This week, President Biden will speak to national labor leaders of AFL-CIO, host the NATO summit to show the unprecedented strength of our alliance, hold a press conference, a big boy press conference, according to Justin Sink from Bloomberg.
They are openly undermining the puppet in chief because he's refusing to step down. The knives are out for the evil pedo, the crypt keeper, Joe the sniffer. Biden. All right, I had cleared the decks of guests for the full 4 hours to take calls and cover news today, but MTG, the mighty congresswoman from Georgia, put out a post on X where she says they're planning World War III right now, ironically, on the third floor of the Cannon Building. This week, globalists are swarming the Cannon Building, where my D.C. office is located, to celebrate the 75th anniversary of NATO at their annual summit. The White House declared purpose of the summit for Ukraine is as a member to usher in World War III. She will be joining us at the start of the next hour via video link. But I will take calls and cover masses of news in the meantime. Well, I'd gotten off the air yesterday, and I got home like 5 o'clock, and I decided to check my X account and then some links, and I was like, what? Kirby and the press secretary just called him Big Boy, and then all the other channels were calling him Big Boy, like Big Boy Pants. Look, you went poopy in the potty, and now the name has stuck. His own people making fun of him because he has no idea what planet he's on. So that is a major, everything they do is completely scripted. And that means they went off script and went with the Bloomberg news script that he is an incompetent who for the first time is wearing his big boy pants. When you first put blue jeans on a three-year-old, because they're not wearing their little boy pants, they're wearing their big boy pants. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Let's see that clip of Jean-Pierre and John Kirby one more time.
After that, the president will hold a press conference. I guess a big boy press conference is what we're calling it, and take some questions from y'all.
This week, President Biden will speak to national labor leaders of AFL-CIO, host the NATO summit to show the unprecedented strength of our alliance, hold a press conference, a big boy press conference, according to Justin Sink from Bloomberg.
So as the world leaders from Europe, from the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, show up and plan the larger war with Russia and China, the Defense Department spokesman and the White House spokesperson are openly talking about him having a big boy time. Look, you're so smart, you answered all the questions. You're a big boy now. What are they going to do to Biden next? Is he arrogantly? They even admit now Hunter basically runs the White House. Crackhead lunatic, Chinese communist spy. All right, folks, I'm Alex Jones. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But
sure,
I recommend to people that can have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden arrives.
Straight off the streets of CPT. Kick up the beach, ride to him in your fleet. Whoop, the field rolling on dubs. How you feel? Whoop-de-whoop. What? Praying Snoop Chronic down in the lag. With Doc in the back, sipping on yak. Yeah. Clip in the strap.
If you're a radio listener, you're missing this video, but I posted it on X at Real Alex Jones. It's a guy with a rubber Biden mask that is so good, you'd actually think it's Biden. You know, we can laugh, but we really should be crying. This is all a humiliation ritual that's going on. Okay, so here's obviously the big issues on the table. I'm usually right, and I saw such incredible deep state pressure last week. I said, I think Biden will be gone by the 20th or 21st. I forget exactly. It was like the 20th or so. And I don't see how he stops this much globalist momentum, because he's a globalist creature. They're inside the wire with him. And they outnumber him 1,000 to 1. So he's got his wife, his crackhead son, and a few other people. But at the same time, he's so arrogant and he controls the DNC money that I've seen the media go from completely saying get rid of him, and they're a bunch of lapdogs that follow orders, corporate media, to saying, well, maybe he's going to stay, we're out of time, because they don't have enough runway to have this new fake primary without real voting, but to act like they had voting. So the mask is coming off, the veneer of civilization is peeling away in the heat of a Democrat deep state civil war. Incredibly dangerous. And what do collapsing empires always do? They start a war. And they've already got a war started. They got a bunch of wars started. And so NATO is meeting in D.C. right now for the next few days on the anniversary of NATO's founding, 75th anniversary of its founding, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. That is one of the most corrupt, if not the most corrupt institution on earth. Massive narcotics trafficking, massive sex slave trafficking. Just type in NATO, UN, sex trafficking. It used to be big news. They've got full control of the corporate media, so you never see it anymore, but there's thousands of articles. New York Times, London Guardian, AP, Reuters. Until about 7-8 years ago, and then it just stopped. No coverage. It used to be AP articles about giant NATO sex trafficking of children. I mean, just hellish stuff. Now just radio silence. So NATO is as evil as you can get. And they're all encamped right now in D.C. planning their next move. And MTG joins us coming up at the start of the next hour in 50 minutes, 8 seconds from now. They are planning World War III right now, ironically, on the third floor of the Cannon Building. Watch. That's where she's officed. This week, globalists are swarming the Cannon office building where my D.C. office is located to celebrate the 70th anniversary of NATO at their annual summit. The White House declared purpose of the summit, force Ukraine in as a member and usher in World War III, which Russia says it will be the red line. So that is coming up. Biden is greeting privately the world leaders as NATO vows lasting support for Ukraine but won't promise membership. And I sent the clip on July 4th, but I never saw it on my list. Not blaming the crew. We took that day off. But will you guys go back to last Thursday and pull up the Putin clip? Putin says he believes Trump sincerely wants peace. And then a few days later, he met with another Eastern European leader from Hungary, Viktor Orban. They basically said the same thing. I meant to play that. That's important to get on record. But I just told you what Putin said. And Trump can end the war overnight because the U.S. funds 80% of it. And then all Russia wants is that buffer zone on their border. They don't want to expand anymore. They got more land than they want. They know it's a nuclear war if they did expand. They didn't start it. That's clear. So that's where we are. Here is Putin. Well, great job, crew. They found that clip in 30 seconds. I'm impressed. Here's Putin on July 4th.
Well, you know, the fact that Mr. Trump, as a presidential candidate, says that he's ready and wants to stop the war in Ukraine, we take that very seriously. Well, I haven't seen his ideas on how exactly he's going to do that, and that is the key question. But I have no doubt that he says that sincerely, and we support that.
And that's why Trump could overnight make us the biggest economy in the world again, the biggest energy exporter again. We were number three. That's how he could get Mexico to shut down the border overnight. Because when you're actually the leader of what is still the greatest nation in the world, that still has some power left compared to what we were, some power, still the most powerful, but not for long. World leaders know when Trump tells you something, he means it. He may be wrong. I may disagree with him sometimes. I mildly criticized Trump yesterday. Forbes, Newsweek, just all over the news. Jones turns on Trump. I didn't do that. I'll talk about that later. All I said was the Heritage Foundation, milquetoast Republicans, always put out their plan for the Republican platform. And, of course, some of their people are always in the administration, and the media spins it that that's actually Trump's policies. Why disavow them? Just say, all these Republican think tanks come up with ideas. That's not my policies. I'll tell you my policies, which he's now rolling out. Why give the media the chance to go, oh, look, he's disavowed this. I'm just saying we need to stop letting the corporate media dictate who we talk to, who we discuss with, because they tee this up, and Republicans almost always fall into the trap. That's all I said. The Heritage Foundation are a lot more hardcore than they used to be. They sponsor Tucker, and we've radicalized them. They've not radicalized us. And they're not even that radical when compared to the old Heritage Foundation they are, because the world has moved on and woken up. And so I didn't like the old Heritage Foundation. I like the way they're going, like Elon Musk's going in the right direction. All I said is they put out a 900-page idea plan, and they go, oh, look, these are Trump's plans. A few of the people that contributed have worked for Trump. Trump should just say, all the Republican groups come up with their own plans. I'll give you my plan. You don't have to disavow. That turns into Alex Jones turns on Trump. More poppycock. But they're looking for that wedge, ladies and gentlemen, constantly looking to get us fighting with each other, which is what I was saying there, which they then took that and recycled it and then were deceptive and claimed I was creating infighting, which is not what I was doing. I'm saying we should not infight, and that turns into infighting, the alchemy of the corporate Decepticon press. But why does that matter? It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, there is a 2.5-year war directly with NATO, in a proxy war, in a hybrid war with Russia. Russia has decisively won. Now they've sent 100 F-16s and thousands of tanks, and that's not working. And so Ukraine is the mouthpiece of NATO, wants to start and is starting to attack inside Russia. And all of this escalates according to every war game. And threat ladder continuation, strategic tabletop, into thermonuclear war. I keep seeing Pentagon reports. Well, we could have a limited nuclear war. 99% at least of every tactical nuclear weapon exchange in Europe since they've been doing war games on this in the 50s leads to a full exchange, full-on nuclear war. I say 99 because no scenario I've ever seen doesn't lead to it. And so that's where we are. And it's a big, big deal. Guys, get me the MTG video. I want to play that at her joining us. It's in this post you made. Thank you. We have the video. Wow, we have everything. Let's go ahead and roll her a few days ago. And then today, what she's saying is happening in D.C. because this is very ominous. The little wannabe Darth Vaders are meeting in D.C. planning how your sons and daughters, because they want to draft women as well, Europe's teeing up total national conscription. The U.S. is teeing it up. Canada's teeing it up. Here we are, folks. Here we are. You want to fight and die for the New World Order like Napoleon and Hitler did? It's the same globalist British Empire model that's going to try to march off and beat the Russians again. And we'll kill a whole bunch of Russians and we'll get killed. It's stupid. I go back to From Russia with Love, written by former deputy head of OSS and MI6. After that, Ian Fleming from Russia with Love. The Siamese fighting fish, fascinating creatures. Yes, brave but stupid, but some of them are smart. This one waits while the two fight. One kills the other but is exhausted. And then, like Spectre, the smart fish moves in for the kill. Yes, brave but stupid. Well, I want to be smart and brave. You know what? I've aired this probably 500 times over the years. Let's just roll it again before I play the MTG clip. Here it is.
Siamese fighting fish, fascinating creatures. Brave, but of the whole stupid. Yes, they're stupid. Except for the occasional ones such as we have here, who lets the other two fight. While he waits. Waits until the survivor is so exhausted that he cannot defend himself. And then, like Spectre, he strikes.
I find the parallel amusing.
Our organization did not arrange for you to come over from the Russians just for amusement, number three. Come in, Kronstein. Sit down, number three, while we listen to what number five has devised for us.
I hope Cranston's efforts as director of planning will continue to be as successful as his chess.
They will be. According to your instructions, I've planned for Spectre to steal from the Russians their new lector decoding machine. For this, we need the services of a female member of the Russian cryptograph section in Turkey and the help of the British Secret Service. Naturally, neither the Russians nor the British will be aware that they are now working for us.
Number three, is your section ready to carry out Kronstein's directives?
Yes, number one. The operation will be organized according to Kronstein's plan. I have selected a suitable girl from the Russian consulate in Istanbul. She's capable, cooperative, and her loyalty to the state is beyond question.
And you're absolutely sure she believes you're still head of operations for Soviet intelligence?
It is most unlikely she would know I'm now working for Spectre. Moscow has kept my defection secret from everyone but a few members of the Presidium.
For your sake, I hope so. Kronstein, you are sure this plan is foolproof?
Yes, it is. Because I have anticipated every possible variation of countermove.
But what makes you think that M, the head of British intelligence, will oblige you by falling in with your plan?
For the simple reason that this is so obviously a trap. My reading of the British mentality is that they always treat a trap as a challenge. And in any case, they couldn't possibly pass up even the slightest chance of getting their hands on the lector decoder. They have wanted one for years.
Mm-hmm. All that you say could be true. What else?
As an added refinement, I think that Spectre will probably have the chance of a personal revenge for the killing of our operative, Dr. No.
All right, let's stop there. And the reason I played this so much is the deputy head of the OSS and later MI6 wrote that. He also wrote a book in the late 50s about releasing a bioweapon to kill every person on Earth and the elite staying on a space station while we die. Why do they tell you that? Because that's the stuff he was hearing and seeing as the deputy head of British intelligence. Grow up, people, and admit what's being discussed and wargamed, and see how you see fiction from 60 years ago that's now come true. The globalists are playing America and Russia off against each other, just like in that movie. And are we stupid enough to fight and kill each other? Are we brave but stupid? I don't think we are. We've got the enemy's operation. We know how to beat them. We need prosperity and open, transparent civilization. We need team humanity to come together and expand the stars in giant, aggressive, highly dangerous off-world activity, undersea activity, and full exploitation of the planet for the good of all life. We will green the stars if we can just get these people out of our way. We're literally a terraforming operation God created for the universe. We are the terraformers. We are the farmers. We are the builders made in the image of God, little creator G. What we envisioned 150 years ago is all reality now. And the globalists know that secret. So they hijack human development, human psyche, human dreams, and project it into their operations. All right, so I've covered the World War III NATO news. As more develops, we're sure to see Biden at public events and the gaffes and spectacular record-breaking floundering and zombiosis and endless wandering about like a dead leaf blown in the wind is undoubtedly going to be unfolding for all of us. But remember, as entertaining as it is, calling him big boy, and believe me, when the Defense Department spokesman calls him big boy, Bloomberg calls him big boy, Fox News calls him big boy, the White House press secretary calls him big boy, they're just waiting for Trump to pick it up and call him big boy. Look at the big boy, what you tell a two-year-old when they become potty trained. Look, big boy is wearing a cowboy hat. Big boy's got toy guns on his side. This is so outrageous when you understand their system, them undermining Biden publicly. This signals they are going to pull out all the stops on Biden. And that should be a larger discussion for the listeners. What do you make of NATO and the World War III planning? How do we stop it? What do you make of Viktor Orban and other European leaders lining up and saying we want peace now? What do you make of them calling him big boy? And that's a big deal. What does that signify? What are they going to pull on Trump now with 119 days out? These are the big things. Because when you're on the show, most shows, even Rush Limbaugh, not trying to be bigger than him, overall a good guy, made some mistakes, we all do. He lived back in his time. We know a lot more now. I know a lot more than I used to know. I've been on there 30 years. But this broadcast is not just listened to by the public. It's listened to by every major intelligence agency in the world. It's listened to by all the corporate media. It's listened to by the academic heads. And why do they listen? Because they know we've got our finger on the pulse. That said, the stars have aligned. I'm going to mention this. I'm going to move on. But I promise you, before the week ends, it's just a big task. And I want to make it short and sweet and powerful. But it's got to be done. I was at dinner, or actually brunch, Sunday morning with my wife and my two younger daughters and my mother. And my mother, again, like every 2 years, will tell me something she wants me to say. She's super smart, great instincts, and she's an amazing person. But she never gets my business. Other than saying, you're too fat, you need to exercise, and stuff like that. She looked at me across the table, and she said, what has been done to us in America with this Sandy Hook thing and how they set you up and what they've done, I want you to do a final word on it, not about what supposedly happened or didn't happen there 11 years ago, but on the process of the government and the media and the disinfo and what you actually said and what they said. You need to put a chronicle out before they shut down InfoWars, because she goes, yes, you know, there's a good chance it's going to happen. And I sat back because I was literally thinking about it in the days before and that morning. When I pulled in the parking lot of the Mexican food restaurant at 10 a.m., I was thinking about that. I never even talked to my mom about Sandy Hook. She just sees the HBO documentaries and all the attacks. And I walk in there, and 30 minutes in, as the food's being put on the table, she looks at me, she says, I want you to expose these people. And I sat back and I said, I'm going to do it soon. She goes, don't wait. I know you don't like talking about yourself. I know you don't really like talking about it, but you need to get it on record. And I said, I will. And my mother told me not to settle with these people either. I didn't. That's the last advice she gave me. You know, they're attacking them and suing my parents. So at the end of the day, my mom doesn't give me orders, but I listen to her. So yesterday, and I'm not ready to release this yet because this is so big and so illegal. They've definitely bitten off more than they can chew. As you know, a month ago, they tried to close the doors here and outside of a court order. And I knew it had to be coming from the deep state. And then people thought, oh, come on. They didn't try to close without a court order. And then it came out a week later in court. Yeah, we want it shut down. Yeah, we did that. And then they had other hearings. The judge shut them down and said, you know, that's not happening. So we're still here. You saw an article 2 weeks ago. We'd be shut down that week. Didn't happen. I told you it was a lie. Not saying we won't be shut down in like 2 months. That's a whole other discussion. I can explain it all to you, but it's a lot to unpack. But here's what you need to know. Not only do we have the head of the FBI in Connecticut at the time admitting he cooked all this up with the Democrat Party and Senator Blumenthal's office on the stand. We also have the CIA agent getting caught in the Project Veritas spinoff video 3 months ago admitting that it was all a setup against me from day one. And now you have Joe Rogan coming out last week, or I guess last week, hell, it was Friday, with Jimmy Dore saying he thinks I was set up. And I'm not going to talk about private discussions with Rogan. Once he gets into something, he's really smart. He's figured it out. And so then yesterday, I'm talking to lawyers, I'm talking with others involved on the backstory from that hearing 3 weeks ago when the judge says, Jones has been the head of the company, you shouldn't have tried to shut it down, you have no right to do that, that's illegal. And everything that came out, and the court-appointed person that he fired, Pat McGill, goes, well, he was talking about Sandy Hook again. I'm allowed to talk about whatever I want, the judge said, free speech. Plus, I wasn't even attacking dead kids or their families. I was saying there's HBO documentaries, I'm under attack, they're lying about me, they're doing all this. But I had a feeling, and I told my lawyers this 3 weeks ago, what made them so mad. It's what I said a month ago on air. When I figured out what really happened, and I said it on air, that the government got so upset and literally gave orders through their network to shut us down outside of law. So we have them, and it's going to come out. And they are in full panic mode about this. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Merton effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We now take you live.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I got huge news to cover, so many fronts. MTG coming up, warning of World War III, the start of the next hour. I want to finish up with the Sandy Hook thing. I already knew this, and I saw it in court, but I couldn't make heads or tails of it. And then I've been so busy, I didn't ferret into it until the last 2 days. And I confirmed in front of eyewitnesses that the U.S. trustee appointed by the judge, and the judge just does it off a random deal. He blocked it all when he found out what they were doing. The CRO, Pat McGill, and the committee of the Sandy Hook parents that wanted to be involved in the bankruptcy, the judge let them form a committee and be part of it, like I was some trillion-dollar corporation. They never do that unless you're some, you know, huge billion-dollar corporation. They demanded I be shut down a month ago and made a bunch of weird threats and stuff outside of law when they have no right or anything within a bankruptcy to do that. And then the CRO and others ordered the security with no court order to lock the doors, and the security said no. It's a private security company. Now, I knew that, and we saw that, but now we've got the witnesses and the documents and everything else. So imagine no court order, Democratic Party using Sandy Hook people as front groups who attach themselves to me, who fundraise off me, who claim I have all this money because of them. Now all that's admitted to be not true. The New York Times had to admit, okay, his finances are all there. He didn't really have any money. I told you that. So it wouldn't be bad if I did. I wish I did, but it just was never true. So they were trying to undermine support, saying Jones has got hundreds of millions. He doesn't need your support. Well, we're hanging on by our fingernails. So we have the evidence. We have it all. And I'm going to have to just do a short and sweet, like 10-minute report, a quick history, and then what's currently happening and expose this. And I'm not a litigious person, but my God. These people are so arrogant. The lawyers, Democratic Party, using these families as front groups to lie about me, to misrepresent what I said and did, to have judges default me, to have HBO documentaries made, thousands of news articles a month, hundreds of TV programs a month, raise money off my name, claim I'm raising money off them, and then give orders to federally appointed officials to close our doors without a court order, and the judge found out and fired them and shut it down. Then they tried to shut us down 2 weeks ago through the state court, and the federal judge blocked that. I mean, and people are like, why are you still here? It's all over the news. You're supposed to be off the show. You were supposed to be shut down weeks ago. There's not just evil people in the world, folks. We're putting up a fight. This is what a fight looks like. But I don't sit around with my parents, who I might see every week or two. Probably see them like every like week and a half. We don't sit around and talk about this. We talk about our family, and we talk about, you know, my mom's big garden, all beautiful flowers, the plants she's got. We talk about, you know, trips we want to go on. There's my mother saying, you need to expose all this. Don't worry, Mom, I will. But it's what they went ape crap over a little more than 4 weeks ago, almost 5 weeks ago. I went on air and exposed what I believe was happening, what I was speculating. Because 95% of the time, it's on record, I've given you my view, but 5% of the time I speculate. That's what they really don't like, because I'm usually right. And I explained with Pizzagate what really happened. How it's in the WikiLeaks. They confirm it's real. Aleister Crowley rituals. 7-year-olds being delivered to farmhouses in upstate New York for John Podesta and the Democrats for their, quote, entertainment. That's in the WikiLeaks. It's real emails. And so they had the New York Times and CNN focus on a pizza place that they did do fundraisers at, that did have weird Arnold walls, but didn't have a basement, and they weren't raping kids there. So we didn't cover that. The media covered 4chan covering it. We then covered 4chan and the media covering it, and they said we created it. And I figured it out very quickly. I was on a 5-day vacation when the crew went ahead and covered it, not blaming us what happened. And I came back, and the crew's like, why are you going to cover up this pizza place? And I said, it's a setup. Like when a mockingbird, you get near its nest, it acts like its wing's broken. It falls to the ground to get the predator to go after it, and then it flies off. They diverted us to that. And I said the same thing happened with Sandy Hook. The police report. The EMT reports. You can look them up. I'm going to put this in the piece. Say when the police got there, they go in the bathroom, and there's a pile of dead children in a pyramid with no blood, and the police report says, we believe they've been moved there. There was men in the woods on helicopter footage. I was covering the real thing. They picked a few operatives, a few professors, a few people, they either worked for them or were mentally ill, to create a narrative that didn't happen because it started coming out that it was something else. Real kids died. Adam Lanza was CIA. That came out in the news. Look it up. Adam Lanza, CIA, the shooter, not me. I didn't kill him. You know my name. You don't know his, do you? And I explained that it looks like, because I was exposing what really happened, they then diverted off, I covered it, then they made me that guy, and the rest is history. Within 3 days of me, 5 weeks ago, saying that, all hell broke loose, and multiple lawyers and federal appointees from the Justice Department told the private security firm, you will shut the doors. They said, we have no court order. What are you talking about? Then they tried it again. And they said, because of what he said a few days ago, he's got to go off the air now. The pressure's intense. They're ordering us. How do they order federal officials when they're just parties to a lawsuit? That's what freaked them out. That's why they panicked. So I remember Chris Matty, the federal prosecutor, now, you know, Democrat Party lawyer, when he deposed me 2 years ago in Connecticut for 2 days. He goes, read this transcript. And I'd read it years before, but I'd forgotten. And I'm going to get the full video of that. We have rights to it. And I start reading the transcript of the police there, and I read the next page, and I go in the bathroom, the door is blocked, we force the door open, there's a pile of children symmetrically arranged, one from memory, and there was no blood, we believe they were moved there. And he goes, whoa, stop, don't, take a break, like he hadn't even read it. No, real kids died. And I was on that. And they would say in the transcript, and you claim that there was men in the woods in camo. You made that up, didn't you? I'm like, no, it was on the news. We have the clip. And then I remember all the other weirdness. We turned that in discovery, the clips of the news, the helicopters with the men in camo in the woods, and they freaked out about it. And I remember the judge in Texas saying, I'm going to default you. You didn't put that discovery about the men in the woods. I went, well, we did. They were like, men in woods? You just stop talking about that. I was too dense to go. I'm like, what? You're saying I said it didn't happen. What is men in woods? So we now have figured it out. I mean, who knows? I may be driving home today and they claim a carjacker kills me in a red light. I mean, folks, the CIA is running this. They've been caught on video admitting it with the FBI head in Connecticut at the time. And when I talk about men in the woods and piles of dead kids with no blood, baby, they go bonker town. So no matter what happens to me, in fact, I'm telling the researchers, guys, get me the police reports that are finally made public. They try to suppress them. They suppress them for 6 years. I want the police reports. I want the EMT reports. I want it all. We have now figured out what happened and how we got set up. And Joe Rogan a few days ago talked about his own understanding how I got set up. And so the internet and the population, because we're the real AI, billions of us together, we are figuring out what really happened here. And now it's so horrible. You got an empty school. Evidence is very clear, in my opinion, that it had been closed. It had been. You got all this weirdness going on. And then it starts coming out. And Adam Lanza, CIA, his dad at DARPA, his mom buys him the gun, all this. And all the witnesses, a lot of them have committed suicide. I don't know exactly what happened, but as an American, and as a human being, I have a right to talk about this. But what I do know is lawyers and federal officials in front of witnesses and on the stand, I didn't know what I was hearing. They're like, well, we wanted to shut it down. And Your Honor, we want it shut down right now. He's talking about Sandy Hook again. And I'm like, I'm talking about it again. What did I just say? I said, I think kids died. And the police report says there's a pile of dead kids. What is it I'm doing now saying I think the kids died? People go, oh, he sold out. He admits kids died. Or he's lying and saying kids died. You know, the people that are conspiracy theorists, I'm not attacking. I'm just saying, you know, you're buying the old cover story. You cover up a true story with a fake preposterous story that can then be discredited. And so I'll be honest with you. I don't know what really happened. But we need congressional investigations. We need statewide investigations. We need hearings on why does the report say there's a pile of dead kids in the bathroom, they got to force the door open, there's no blood. Because you shoot somebody, there's blood everywhere. Never shot people, but I've shot wild hogs and deer and bobcats and, well, I've just shot a lot of things, hunting. Mountain goats. It's not the fun of killing something. It's the fun of shooting something at 800 yards right in the chest. Putting the back of the Jeep, taking it, cutting it up, and barbecuing it is delicious. But what I'm getting at here is that you shoot something, Blood goes everywhere with a rifle. Police go there and they go, there's a pile of dead kids. And they can't get around a pile of dead children. So these people have attached themselves to me. They've said I made my operation off them, which I never even, 22 minutes of video they ever introduced in the entire trials. I mean, barely talking about it. But you know what? You don't want me to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it now because now is the time. And the judge, when they raised it, they said, he's talking about Sandy Hook. He goes, he has a First Amendment to do whatever he wants. But I didn't say go pee on kids' graves. I didn't say go to parents' houses. I never did any of that. And no one ever did that. They just made that up, the media, the Democratic Party. But what I did say is there's a pile of dead bodies in the bathroom. The cops got up, forced the door open. It's in the police report. It's in the EMT report. Why don't you want that discussed? Now I understand. Now I got your number. And I don't know what they're going to do now, because the last time I spent 3 minutes on this and just mentioned it, all hell broke loose, like I hit an open nerve with salt. For folks that don't know, putting salt in a nerve, that's what causes the pain. That's like the worst pain. Got an open nerve, put a piece of salt on it. So I'm not that smart, but I've been doing stuff for 30 years. So you kind of figure stuff out when you're in this, and you figure out, like a B-17 bomber in World War II before radar was deployed. They did vetted it, but it wasn't deployed. It was deployed on the British coast, but it wasn't, you know, deployed across Europe. They had rough maps and how fast they're flying and following topography, and they're trying to hit German, you know, factories and troop formations. They learned wherever the anti-aircraft was shooting at them, that was where the target was, so you flew into the flag. Well, that's what I do. I'm like, well, I'm sure as hell getting attacked for this. And they think I'm like everybody else. You attack me when I'm over the target, you think I go away because of the pain. I go towards the pain. But I couldn't figure out what was going on. Like, I'm the Sandy Hook guy. I go pee on graves. What is this? Years after I barely covered it? What's happening? What did I do? What did I say? I was on the trail of what really happened, the other shooters, all of it. And I was told by the witnesses, the lawyers, all, they said, yeah. They said, you got to be taken off the air now. You're talking about other shooters. I'm like, who cares? I'm this evil, discredited guy. I'm the devil. I killed the kids. I'm Adam Lanza. I guess my name starts with the same letter. Hey, Adam, Alex, it's me. I did it. So why do you care that I just 5 weeks ago just said, you know, I think I figured this out. This is what I think's going on. We need to, get him off the air right now. Oh my God. He's got to go off the air right now. No, do not look at kids. Do not look at dead piles of kids. Do not look at what's in the bathroom. Do not talk about it. Shut up. Shut up. No, no, no. God, no, do not. No, please. No, stop. Just shut up. Oh, methinks you protest too much. It's like cops in your car. They pull you over. There's marijuana smoke. Everybody looks all methed out. The cops are like, where are you going? What you doing? Been drinking? Mind if I look in the glove compartment? No, 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 don't do that. Cops are like, I'm getting a warrant. Open the glove compartment, methamphetamine. It's like, oh, kids didn't die. Oh, great. Alex Jones said that. Alex Jones is denying it. Alex Jones is peeing on graves. Alex Jones is attacking families. I'm like, I just said maybe people were right. Maybe it didn't happen. You know, Operation Northwoods planned to crash planes that never crashed, blow planes that never got blown up. I said, yeah, it could happen. Who knows? Oh, my God, you're the worst prisoner. Because they wanted to make it about that. But as soon as I'm like, hey, what about the pile of dead kids with no blood? Now, Adam Lanza and the CIA. Woo! Don't touch that! Oh, you know the calls are getting made right now. The alarms are going off. Like it's an air raid siren right now. Because all the evidence points towards the Democrats all over this, Obama all over this, their whole reelection campaign off of this. Everything with them is about this. This is their big event to get the guns and get the First Amendment and get everything. And so what are we going to do? Jones is poking around. There was an anti-terror drill, a mass shooting drill, men in the woods, helicopters picked them up on the news. We have the footage. What do we do? We'll just have some of our lunatics go out and say it didn't happen and pump them, give them huge attention. Jones will go cover it. Then we'll blame him for it. It'll work like hell. Bam, we did it. Well, guess what? As Mark Twain said, a lie goes halfway around the world before the truth puts its pants on. But in the end, the truth will win. So I don't know what happened, but under the First Amendment, and I've been attacked and I've been demonized. Oh, they're like, oh, just stop talking about it. They're all over the news attacking me, raising money. You go to X or you go to Facebook and you look at any story about it. It's Alex Jones is attacking us. Give us money. They live off me. They had PR firms go and say I said all these. And Elon Musk, when I was in a 2.5-hour interview with him months ago, I said, a PR firm did this. They bragged about it. He said, what's the name? And I said, I can't remember. And he goes, get it to me. And I never did that. Don't worry, Elon Musk. You're going to get the report with the PR firm. It's going to be bam, 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 bam. Right down the line, you're going to get every... Look, I got World War III news. I got Biden not knowing what plan he's on, Operation Big Boy. I got... federal officials say they're going to censor all Americans. I got it all. I got their ass. But why would they order federal officials and say the federal officials, we've been given orders by the Sandy Hook people to shut you down after what you said last week. You said kids died. You said there was a pile of dead bodies in the police report with no blood, which is in there. You don't, you shut up right now. I'm like, what? And now you know the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. I don't know exactly what went on. The groups, all of it, but it's got federal globalist fingerprints all over it. I know the persecution of myself and the First Amendment was run by the feds. They admit that. It's come out in court. They testified to it. They hid it in plain view. Like, they're probably like, what do we do about it coming out? The FBI ran this with the CIA. Well, we'll just testify it in court and hide it in plain view. Make it no big deal. So, you were the director of the FBI in Connecticut. Yes, I was at the time. And so where'd these lawsuits came from? Well, I did, Mr. Jones was a bad person and, well, what happened to you? Well, one guy called me once to see if I was an FBI agent. Oh, my God. Well, you get $130 million. Well, what was it like? Well, I went to the Koskov Law Firm, run by the Democratic Party, and I organized all this. And then, you know, I mean, again, they think you're stupid. You're not stupid. You're busy. You're distracted. But now you know that we're not getting the official story. The real story. We're getting the official story. But to me, the official story is reality. We are getting the establishment story. All right, I'm going to move on from this. You know, here I am saying I'm going to put a report together. The problem is there's too much evidence of weirdness. And again, I'm going to tell you, I don't know. It's like playing Clue or something. Like, I don't know what the hell happened. I don't know why they did this to me. I don't understand all the angles of it. I just know how to do the things they said. And then they totally go apeshit when I bring up pile of dead bodies with no blood. It's in the damn police report. You're going to sue me for that? It's in the damn police report. And they're like, no, you need to back off of that right now. No, I'm not going to now. That may be the whole show now should just, because I'm going to get it all together. Okay. I'll show you the transcripts. I'll get the Chris Matty deposition with me where I'm reading it. And then he completely flips out. You've seen him put the clips out they want on national TV, but they don't want this clip out. And then I opened the door. It was hard to open and went in. The children were piled in a rude pyramid. One from memory. A pyramid. There was appeared to be no blood, and it appeared the children had been moved and stacked there deliberately. Do, 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 do. What? 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 Okay, I'm going to stop now. This is just mind-blowing. So, I'll say it again. I don't know what's going on. But they don't want us looking into this area for a reason. And they're scared. And they're freaked out. And they tried to lock the doors with federal officials outside of a court order illegally out of total desperation because I covered it for 3 minutes as a side issue. But that's how you learn what they're scared of. They're so mad I said kids died now. Okay. Oh, I get it, because I'm the guy that said they didn't see, which I was the guy that just covered people saying that. All right, we're going to go to break. Please remember, we can't do this historical. We have a huge show going at InfoWarsStore.com. If InfoWars gets shut down, this may be the last time you ever get it. We'll be open at least a few more months, but if you don't get some runway or some new plan, the product will sell out. It won't be reordered, and we're going to close our doors in about 2 months. But the product's in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. The legendary X2, the amazing X3, both 40% off, up to 60% off in the spirit of 1776. Super sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Get a book. Get the last of the t-shirts. Get a water filtration. Highest quality, lowest price. Get squirrel food. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. And then you've got my sweetheart dad. I said 2 years ago, it was like 3 years ago, before I even declared bankruptcy. He goes, you know what? I already developed most of these supplements. I'm going to set up a warehouse. I'm going to go do all this. And then I found out about it later that he'd done it. And he's got all these great products. And he's in battle. They're coming after him, too. But they're all in stock, ready to ship. It's up in Round Rock, North Austin, suburb of Austin. And if you go there, Next Level Foundational Energy is selling out. Turbo Force is selling out. A couple days won't be there. He needs to get the money to reorder. All the nano silver products, 57% off, 30 parts per million colloidal silver. Silver Bullet is the name. It's a private label, the same top brand they sell at Whole Foods for $30. We normally sell it for $25, discounted $20. It's $12 and change. Topical, ingested, highest quality, on record, 30 parts per million. Get Silver Bullet now at drjonesnaturals.com. And while you're there, get Top Brain, the incredible nootropic. Get Rocket Rest, the powerful sleep aid, all natural, deep, clean sleep. So good for your immune system. So good for your old body. Fibergreen caps that are concentrated seed sprouts of the highest quality botanicals. Get the organic multivitamin. It's all there, the immune support, at drjonesnaturals.com. We're fighting hard. We're asking you to fight hard with us. And we are just taking on evil, trying to, you know, just trust in God. And as we fight harder, we get stronger, and we learn more. If you lay in bed all day and do nothing, you know you're going to lose. But if you engage the enemy for decades and decades or even a month, you're going to see a whole world open up to you. But I can't take on these organized tyrants without your support. I need your prayer. I need your word of mouth. And I need you to go to drjonesnaturals.com and get great products right now, because that's separate from InfoWars. They shut InfoWars, DR Jones is still there. And they're like, oh, we'll just shut that faucet down. I got 100 more lined up, but that's my daddy. He's got great products. I ain't going nowhere, New World Order. And I've got your number. I've got your name. I've got your ass. Be right back with hour number two. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Five-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWars FemaRageInSix.store.com and get it now, because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Big Boy, the deep state's move to take out Joe Biden's in full attack mode right now, ladies and gentlemen. And again, here is both KJP and John Kirby talking about it, and then Ducey, here it is.
After that, the president will hold a press conference, I guess a big boy press conference, yes, is what we're calling it, and take some questions from y'all.
This week, President Biden will speak to national labor leaders of AFL-CIO, host the NATO summit to show the unprecedented strength of our alliance, hold a press conference, a big boy press conference, according to Justin Sink from Bloomberg.
White House officials are saying President Biden is going to host a press conference on Thursday afternoon. All that they'll tell us is that it's going to be more than the traditional two questions when foreign leaders are in town. They're describing it at the White House as a big boy press conference. Neil.
A big boy press conference seems to imply that he's going to take more than just a couple of questions. And the pressure would be on him because it would only be him answering.
Well, one way to stop getting people to focus on him being 81 and possibly having issues with his acuity is just to call him a big boy.
Joe, you did such a great job. You answered every question. You knew all the facts.
You're a big boy.
And let me ask the crowd, what did Trump do? Why?
Thank you, President Jill Biden. Dr. President Jill Biden. You're neither the president, neither is he, and you're not a doctor. You're a fraud. MTG's coming up about 5 minutes. Her meeting went a little bit late. So we'll be talking to her in a moment about World War III and the NATO summit that is taking place right now. But I tell you, the longer I'm on air and the more I learn, the more interesting things get. Is that not definitely what's happening with all of you out there? I mean, the world is so fascinating. And there's so much beauty and so much ugliness and so much good and so much bad in the world. It just makes my head spin sometimes. To think this is consciousness, this is real, this is really happening. It's just so over the top fantastical to be a conscious being. And I'm just so thankful for God every single day that I'm alive on this green earth. All right. I want to talk about World War III when MTG joins us. Coming up here in just a few minutes. But first, I want to play a clip here that I'll get to more later of Rachel Maddow and Barbara McQuaid, a former federal prosecutor, talking about how the First Amendment is an Achilles heel. Yeah, to their tyranny, it's an Achilles heel. So here is two real monsters pushing evil.
I think we're more susceptible to it than other countries. And that's because some of our greatest strengths can also be our Achilles heel. So, for example, our deep commitment to free speech in our First Amendment. It is a cherished right. It is an important right in democracy, and nobody wants to get rid of it. But it makes us vulnerable to claims that anything we try to do to regulate speech is censorship. Of course, the Supreme Court has held that all fundamental rights, even the right to free speech, can be limited as long as there is a compelling governmental interest and the restriction is narrowly tailored to achieve that interest. But I think anytime someone tries to do anything that might limit free speech, people claim censorship. I mean, just look at the case the Supreme Court heard today about efforts by the states of Florida and Texas to prevent social media companies from moderating content online. And they call it censorship, that they are trying to silence conservative voices. Of course, social media companies are private actors who are not bound by the First Amendment. And so we need to have a conversation and common sense solutions to these things. Instead, we throw out terms like censorship, we call each other names, we use labels, and we all retreat to our opposite sides. We need to be pragmatic and come with, up with real solutions. But it is, I think, one of the things that makes America particularly vulnerable to disinformation.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but
sure.
I recommend to people that can have a complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Whoopi Goldberg, when the whole deep state wanted Biden to step down last week, she was a good, loyal creature, and she said, I'll vote for Biden even if he poops his pants. MTG's coming up in a moment. How about the NATO summit pushing World War III? But first, here she is for Poopy Pants.
I don't care if he's pooped his pants.
My butt is what? My butt is what? My butt is what?
I don't care if he can't put a sentence together.
The total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
Show me he can't do the job, and then I'll say, okay, maybe it's time to go. Yeah, Biden had a bad day, but this guy couldn't tell the truth if it split his lip.
What did Trump do? Why?
I have poopy days all the time.
The percentage of women who register to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line.
Damn it! For the last time, anything you put on that prompter, Joe Biden will read,
I dissent. End of quote. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years.
Operation Big Boy, launched by Deep State in an attempt to force Biden to step down. Watch live and learn what comes next. Much watch live edition of the Alex Jones Show Tuesday. We're now well into hour number two. And we're waiting for the great MTG that's got an important meeting to join us live to talk about her warning of World War III. She put this out on X today. They are planning World War III right now. Ironically, on the third floor of the Cannon building. She said this week, globalists are swarming the Cannon building where my D.C. office is located, to celebrate the 75th anniversary of NATO and their annual summit. The White House declared purpose of the summit, force Ukraine in as a member of NATO that will create a World War III scenario. Here's what MTG had to say about it.
We're in the Cannon House building. This is where my office is here in Washington, D.C. And today, this week, NATO is launching their 75th summit. So here in our United States House building, I want you to see their gathering. Breakfast right now, and then after breakfast they will be proceeding into the Nancy Pelosi caucus room. Where they will be meeting, and the whole purpose of the meeting is the Ukraine.
Well, the mighty MTG, who I think ought to be Trump's VP. Maybe she will be. Maybe she's the big spoiler, the big surprise. What a beautiful, wonderful American. She makes me proud to be a red-blooded American. And we appreciate her and her busy schedule joining us on the NATO World War III 75th anniversary and Biden's total collapse. They're calling him big boy at the White House, openly undermining him. He's refusing to step down. We've only got her for about 15 minutes. So, Congresswoman, thank you so much. You've got the floor.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for having me on. I was pretty shocked today to walk into the Cannon building where my office is located on the fourth floor to see NATO gathered in the Nancy Pelosi caucus room. They were having a wonderful breakfast down on the floor below. There you saw in the video, and then they were called into the conference room for their summit. The summit is for the 75th anniversary of NATO. And NATO was formed after World War II ended. But here we are in 2024 where they're having the summit, and the planning is what appears to me from everything I've seen, heard, and read, moving towards World War III. Because the goal of the summit is what the White House says is inevitable. They're using the term inevitable to bring Ukraine in, to make them a member of NATO. As everyone knows right now, Ukraine is not a NATO member nation. And that's why none of our hard-earned American tax dollars should be going to the defense of Ukraine, because they're not a member of NATO. But the White House is dead set, and many other NATO members have said
Congresswoman, stay right there. We just lost your audio. I'm sure nobody's messing with it. Let's see if it comes back. You were talking about NATO. Go ahead.
Can you hear me, Alex?
I can. Go ahead.
Hi. Okay, great. They're also making Ukraine a member of NATO. They said the White House is using the term saying it's inevitable, meaning it's going to happen.
Congresswoman, stay right there. Stay right there. I want to hear this critical information. I'm not an engineer. I believe your audio is overdriven. So if you can turn down your microphone, we'll go right back to you in a moment. MTG is on the front lines exposing the open borders, the poison shots, the fentanyl deaths, the left. All the things that they are doing. What a champion of freedom. And she's been so demonized and so attacked. And you know who the good guys are and the good girls are, the good ladies are, by who they are attacking, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Congresswoman, let's see if the audio is fixed. Please continue.
On the phone?
It sounds better now. Go ahead.
It's great.
Recapping NATO.
I'll continue though. What's happening is they're planning to for the Ukraine war that will continue, that in a Trump presidency, President Trump will not be able to disrupt. because President Trump has been open and clear that this war in Ukraine would never be happening if he was president and stated it multiple times.
Congresswoman, this is too important. Stay there. We're going to call you on the phone. Keep the video link up. We'll get on your phone right now. We're going to call you. We'll get you back in 1 minute. All right. Hey, the beauty of technology is it's amazing. You can do so much with it, but sometimes it's got problems. And so we're going to figure that out. We're going to keep her video up, though. We're not going to get rid of her. We'll keep her video link. I see color bars now. And then we're going to get her on the telephone. Let's go ahead, because you can't air this enough. Let's go ahead and air the clip of Jill Biden, clip 4, and then let's play clip 8, where they talk about he is the big boy. Here it is.
Joe, you did such a great job. You answered every question. You knew all the facts. And let me ask the crowd, what did Trump do? Why?
After that, the president will hold a press conference. I guess a big boy press conference is what we're calling it. And take some questions from y'all.
This week, President Biden will speak to national labor leaders of AFL-CIO, host the NATO summit to show the unprecedented strength of our alliance, hold a press conference, a big boy press conference, according to Justin Sink from Bloomberg.
All right, so there you go. So NATO has started this war in the last 10 years with Russia. They're losing. They don't know what to do. And so now they're sending heavier and heavier weapons and F-16s and cruise missiles, and it's just leading us straight into World War III. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is exposing this and trying to stop this. And Trump has said that he can shut it down overnight. People say, oh, you can't do that. And now NATO's trying to get deals done to get the money ahead of time for a decade in an agreement, so a president can't block that. A president and Congress, anytime at once, can break a deal. So we are not getting locked into this fraud. We are not getting locked into this line. Because this thing leads into decades of war. The UK government, the French government, they've all said our new economy is war. All right, starting over. The great MTG, start over. You've got the floor. Start over where you were. NATO, in your office building, what you're witnessing, what's happening now. Please continue.
Yes, thank you, Alex. I hope you can hear me much better now. Sorry for the trouble.
Hey, it's okay. It's awesome. But please start over. Go ahead.
Okay. I came into my office this morning in the Cannon building. My office is on the fourth floor, and there was a lot of security around the building, and I asked what was going on, and they said that the NATO summit was being held here. I was pretty shocked about that and you know, did my research and asked some questions, went and found out it's the 75th anniversary of NATO, and they're having their summit here in Washington, D.C. They had a lovely breakfast set up on the lower level in the rotunda of Cannon. I show that in my video. And then all of the members were called into the Nancy Pelosi caucus room, which is a large meeting room on the third floor. And so they all assembled into the meeting room there. They're having their NATO summit. And at the NATO summit, there's been many articles. It's all in the news. The point of the summit is to make it inevitable, as the White House is using that language. That's what is in their language. Make it inevitable that Ukraine is made a NATO member nation. They want Ukraine to be a NATO member. That's been the goal of Washington. That's been the goal of the Biden administration. That's also the goal of other NATO member countries. Now, I'd like to remind everyone that currently right now, Ukraine is not a member of NATO. And that's why American tax dollars should not be funding the defense of Ukraine. We are not tied to them in any type of treaty. And we should not be funding the defense of their country. We should be funding the defense of our own country at the southern border, and we are not doing that under the Biden administration. The Democrats refuse. They're keeping our border wide open while terrorists, criminals, gangs, you name it, are by the millions are coming into our country and are in our country, Alex. But here's the issue with the NATO summit. The NATO summit, the goal here is not only to move towards getting Ukraine to be a member nation, they are also talking about how to fund the Ukraine war and to stop President Trump from being able to end the war. They want to fund the war, basically make it Trump-proof through a Trump presidency. Hopefully we establish that in January of 2025. But that is the goal they're doing. But the reality, Alex, is they're going to move us closer to world war, and they should be pursuing peace. Every single country should be only moving and pushing Ukraine and Russia towards a peace deal, a negotiating table. We as the American people, most Americans do not support the war in Ukraine. But I think the most dangerous thing happening in Washington is the fact that our dementia-ridden President Biden is going to be at the meeting tonight with NATO. And remember, President Biden, who we all saw completely fail during his debate with President Trump, with dementia on full display, or the other serious conditions that he has, and we all know that he has them. And guess what? Everyone's known it since 2019. The Biden family and his insiders knew of his serious decline in health conditions before he became president. They knew about this, but Joe Biden will be the one sitting at the table on behalf of America with America's checkbook in hand, and making the deals in NATO.
This is like the Twilight Zone. What do you make of Biden right now and them trying to force him out there, and the whole Democrat establishment turns against him a week ago? He refuses to go. Now they're swinging back to him. We're 118 days out from the election. I mean, this is just, it's unbelievable to see the incompetency of the deep state. They inherited American power. They took it over, and now they're just destroying everything.
Absolutely, Alex. I'll tell you exactly what I think. I think this country, we went into basically almost a post-constitution state after the election in 2020. They stole our election from us, and everyone knows it. The mainstream media knows it. The Democrats know it. Joe Biden admitted it before the election even took place, that they had the biggest election fraud operation set in place in history. He even said that on camera. No, our election was stolen. Joe Biden should not be president, but I'll tell you what I make of it. They don't care. They all knew he had these problems before he became president. They knew about it. They hid it. They covered it up. They did everything to do to lie about it. And it is the worst thing that I've ever seen. The Americans are shocked. The problem was that the debate, the cat got out of the bag and it was revealed, and he was far worse on camera than they expected him to be. They knew he would stumble and stammer and mix up his words and say weird things. They expected that, like he always does. He always does that. But they never expected it to be that bad. So they got embarrassed. And that's why they're feigning their outrage and acting like all of a sudden this is a new problem, as if he developed dementia overnight, which is absolutely ridiculous. But here's what I make of it. They don't really care if he has dementia. They do not care at all. They have a plan in place with illegal voters and absentee ballots. They have a plan in place to steal the election this November coming up. And I think that they just have to figure out how to get through this embarrassment with Joe Biden's dementia in front of the American people. They're just trying to figure out how to handle it, because once they move past it, they're all expecting to be elected, and they're expecting to hold the White House by basically by sealing the election again with illegal voters. And that's why I've been so hard on Mike Johnson and so hard on other Republicans here in Congress, because the only thing we should be working on is protecting our elections right now. We're up here in Washington, Alex, passing appropriation bills that the Senate won't pass. So they're just messaging bills. We're up here passing, you know, just bills that mean nothing because they'll never pass in the Senate. We're up here in Washington wasting time every single week, when we should be working hard to secure the election, because that's the only thing that matters. And the only way to save this country is taking back the White House, controlling the House and controlling the Senate. And the only way we can do that is by winning the elections in November. But here we're passing the SAVE Act, and you know, I love the SAVE Act. I think it's incredible, but it's not going to pass the Senate, and Joe Biden's not going to sign it into law. So Mike Johnson and everybody else that's all talking about the SAVE Act are basically lying to America, because it's dead on arrival once we pass it in the House. The only way to make that a law is to tie it to government funding, which the government funding deadline comes up on September 30th, Alex. The only way to force it to become a law is to tell Joe Biden, you don't get a single penny for your war in Ukraine, Joe. You don't get a single penny for your daily border invasion at the southern border. You don't get a single penny for anything, until you make the SAVE Act a law, because that's how important our elections are. And that's the only thing we should be working on. Because we can't stop the border invasion until we take back the White House and control the Department of Homeland Security. And we can't protect our country until we fully control the White House. But here in Washington, Alex, the globalists have gathered, and they are plotting and planning to make sure that the Ukraine war is funded, that Ukraine gets more deadly weapons, and they can continue killing an untold number of Ukrainian men, making Ukrainian women widows, making Ukrainian children fatherless, and continue to round up these Ukrainian teenagers with their conscription teams to throw them out there on the battlefield to be killed. And this really shouldn't be happening. I'm so against these foreign wars, because we have a war on our own country. And the war has been declared on Americans by our United States government, and by the border invasion that Americans are enduring day in and day out and day in and day out. And also by fentanyl that comes from China and is smuggled into our country by the Mexican cartels murdering 300 Americans a day. That's the real war. It's the American government against the American people, and it's the federal government not protecting the states, even though that's what the Constitution says the federal government is absolutely supposed to do. So that's a reality in Washington, D.C., Alex, and I wish I could make it sound more hopeful, but I'm just trying to tell everybody the truth.
Look, it's not negative to admit when you've got a crisis that you admit the problem so you can fix it. In closing, I think I got to go. President Trump, way ahead in every poll, deep state panicking, Biden refusing to leave. Where do you see this going? I mean, I know in politics a day is a lifetime, but I just sense victory. But how could they grab their victory from the jaws of their own defeat?
Well, I think we should watch what's happening worldwide. You know, there's a worldwide movement of people all over the world working as hard as possible to take back their governments and take control of their countries. We can use France as an example with Le Pen. We just saw her election basically get stolen. That was an entire conspiracy to make sure that she was not elected to power. And so we saw the people of France be defeated. We just watched the same thing happen in Great Britain. The people of Britain have been defeated, and that happened through migrants coming in, taking over their country. That happened because of Obama's Arab Spring that sent these Islamic migrants all over Europe. And so we're watching this happen. We watched a president of Mexico get elected that makes no sense to me. She's basically what I would call a communist, a radical leftist. And I think that poses a real threat to the United States of America. But we're seeing people all over the world rise up and try to take back control. And that is absolutely what is happening in America. That's why the polling is overwhelming for President Trump, because the people in America want to re-elect him. They want him in power. They want him to be the president of the United States, because they hate what this government is doing to this country. But Alex, I'll tell you right now, I don't trust our elections. They have let in millions and millions of illegals into our country. They're giving them social security numbers, and they are getting them registered to vote. They are going to cheat and try to steal this election. And all I can tell everyone watching this show, and all I can encourage you to do, is you got to get everybody you know to vote. You have to get everyone you know to vote. You have got to watch your elections, and you have the right to do it. American citizen, and you pay
for
it.
You're right. And the Democrats are trying to let illegals vote. That's all in the news. MTG, we love you. We salute you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Keep fighting, Alex.
I will. Thank you. You keep fighting. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. And then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but
sure.
I recommend to people that can have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I believe the sky is gray, and the sky is gray. I believe I've been born. closer with the Ukrainians, and we welcome all initiatives and proposals you may have. But we're also working more closely with other partners. Part of the summit will be that we have one session where we have the heads of state and government from our four Asia-Pacific partners, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, and South Korea. They have all advanced defense industries, and part of what we agreed as allies will be to step up our cooperation with them also when it comes to defense industry capability developments. So this summit will be a celebration summit, but as you understand, the only way to celebrate the most successful alliance in history is to demonstrate that we are fit for purpose also for the future.
This is the head of NATO, Stoltenberg, in D.C. live right now. A warmongering war pig. Literally talking about business opportunities for worldwide war. And that means a meat grinder for your children.
Serious security challenges, and therefore we need to step up our cooperation. We need to invest more, and not least we need to work more closely with the defense industry. Thank you so much.
And Trudeau is just up there. Good God help us. All right, we're simulcasting on X right now. And I want to be 100% clear right now. This is not a normal talk show. I didn't get into this because I wanted to be in movies and couldn't be. They say radio's for ugly people. I got into this because I was pissed about the New World Order 30 plus years ago. And most of these politicians and most of these media people are a bunch of whores that say and do whatever they're told, but their system is coming to an end. And we can't sit here on the edge of thermonuclear war like we're rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic and not be upset like MTG just was from Congress. We're in a lot of crap right now, folks. We're in deep you-know-what. And I don't say that to be negative. I say it because I believe in you, and I believe we can do something about this if we admit to ourselves where we are and repent and pray to God. Because you've got world's financial systems collapsing. They're trying to prop it up with war. And you've got NATO on its 75th anniversary, while you got this zombie crypt keeper Biden who can't even find his ass with both hands wandering around. Chase Geisler's joining us for the balance of the show. And we are going to be taking speakers live on X at Real Alex Jones on, let's put the topic up if we can, at Real Alex Jones, NATO plotting World War III. Globalists plan World War III as NATO meets in D.C., Alex Jones and speakers. So we just fired this up. That's a great way to basically take HD calls and comments here. And I'll probably also give the toll-free number out and take traditional calls here. But we're talking about World War III and the NATO summit and the election and Operation Big Boy with the White House press corps sitting there while the White House officials of the Defense Department call him Big Boy to try to get him to leave, but he is refusing to leave. So all the speakers need to repost on X what's happening right now. We'll be going to your comments live on air, uncensored, unfiltered, here in a few minutes. Chase Geisler, you've been sitting back. We launched the spaces 37 minutes ago. As you see all this unfold, what's your take on the state of the world right now? And Operation Big Boy and Biden refusing to step down and the NATO summit and all the craziness and MTG saying they're planning World War III.
You know, it's interesting because I follow NATO on X and I'm always incredibly triggered by the content that they post because it's just propaganda after propaganda after propaganda. Yesterday, I noticed that while they were showing a compilation, a montage of clips of tanks and helicopters and bombers and munitions and world leader after world leader who has called for war with Russia over the course of the last several years now, they had this hopeful, optimistic music in the background in this message. I can't remember the exact way that they phrased it in their post, but this message about how NATO has been responsible for 75 years of peace and it's been this greatest thing, when the fact of the matter is it's been responsible for some of the greatest escalations of all. And in recent years, having seen the way that this has been playing out with with Russia and this Ukraine conflict, it begs the question whether or not NATO was ever a good thing to begin with. It begs the question whether or not the Cold War was ever actually a legitimate threat to begin with. It seems to me now obvious that it was very likely the military-industrial complex and the intelligence community intentionally created or manifested the notion of the Cold War in order to justify increased spending so that they could line their own pockets. And
well, I mean, let's be clear. British intelligence, U.S. intelligence put the Bolsheviks in, killed the czars, and put a cancer in Russia, try to neutralize it in the future because Napoleon, and then after that, you know, Hitler couldn't beat him, but they put it in 1917. So the Russians have been their own disease center, just like America is the disease center of the world right now. We're occupied, captured, exploited cancer.
Yes. Well, and I was listening to a really interesting podcast with Sean Ryan the other day. I can't remember the name of the guest he had on. She just wrote a book about how nuclear war would play out and how many nukes all these countries have. I believe that Russia has like 1,600 or 1,700 active.
Yeah, way more than that. Active, they have more than we do.
Ready to launch. They've got thousands more than that. But it seems to me that that's exactly what's going on here. They understand that Russia is more of an authoritarian country than the United States. They are terrified of the wild card that is whoever is the leader after Putin. So they're trying to get the grip on Russia right now so they can contain that national security threat. And that's what our intelligence community does. It justifies crimes against humanity, the killing of civilians, war after war, in the name of a utilitarian Machiavellian will save.
Yeah, we're going to kill some, but it's for greater good.
Yes.
Oh, vaccines kill some, but it's for greater good. No, it's not.
Right.
And you have to understand, if you look at the Cold War and the globalists were ready to do what they did in China, they make a deal, they put Mao in 49, they come in the 70s, exploit China. So they'd had the Russians for 80-something years under globalism, under communism. Then they wanted to bring the Russians in to now exploit the resources, but the Russians wriggled out of it. And that's why they're pissed.
Absolutely. Well, and my concern is if Russia really does control Ukraine, even if not in name, but practically speaking after this, I wonder if they're going to divert all of the agricultural resources that Ukraine develops away from Europe and into China, thus making China independent of U.S. agricultural exports and positioning them for a hot conflict with the United States.
Well, that's right. The average American goes, why do we care they're banning farming in the Netherlands? They're one of the biggest fruit producers in the world. They're tiny. They're excellent. Ukraine is one of the biggest producers in the world. You cut that off, it is seismic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And ultimately, this is what happens when you have globalist policies. We get more and more entrenched and entangled. Globalism was pitched as this thing of our species coming together as one world and setting aside differences of religion or race or immutable characteristics in order to resolve all conflict forever. After World War I, it was the League of Nations. After World War II, it's the United Nations. It's this notion that the leaders of all these nations can come together and manifest peace. But what it's really ultimately manifested in is this entanglement and interdependence and complicated the political dynamics of different nations, including the United States, especially the United States, to the point where everything that we do, we fix one problem and it creates two others. It's like the scene from the Mario movie where they plug up one hole in the drain that's leaking and then two others pop out of the wall. And it seems like that's the
well, definitely globalism is losing its power.
Yes.
And they can say, oh, they put Biden to be a puppet, but it makes them obvious that they're the puppet controllers. What do you make of Biden and the big boy pants statements of his own press secretaries literally undermining him on national television? I mean, that shows, what are they going to do? Here's the question, to remove Biden now that he's being stubborn.
I fear that they're going to whack him. And I don't know if they're going to blame it on Trump supporters or right-wing extremists, or if they're going to make it look like natural causes, like the scene from Gladiator where he suffocates Marcus Aurelius, his father, with the pillow so he can be Caesar before Russell Crowe's character can take the throne. But I would be very surprised because, like we discussed together last week, Alex, he has transitioned from a useful idiot to a useless idiot. And we know that he was a CIA candidate. We know that he was probably blackmailed to even get into office in the first place so that he would be ensured the power to pardon his son for his son's crimes as well as cover up his own crimes as the vice president of the United States. Now he's more of a liability than an asset. And we know that once you're an asset, you're always sort of an asset. But the CIA has a history of whacking presidents. They have a history of neutralizing threats. And as soon as you become useless to them, then they really despise every moment that you draw breath. So I would be very surprised. I hate to say this because I don't want a hair on his head harmed as much as I hate him. I'd be surprised if he draws breath by the end of next year.
Well, he's definitely refusing to step down. They're thinking, well, we'll get rid of him next year, but they're seeing how obstinate he is. It's crazy. So I want to go to speakers on X on the subject of World War III and the NATO summit and the huge waterfront that is.
Okay, let's go to Skyler first. Skyler, you have your hand raised. Go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Chase, how it's a pleasure to speak with you again. Yes, this is the final card that they have to play.
It sounds like you're talking to us from a phone booth. Can you get to an area less echoey?
Yeah, is that better?
I mean, I can't tell. Just
think so. Keep going.
This is the last card that they have to play. NATO will induct Ukraine into NATO, which will cause them to enter us into World War III, because you attack one, you attack them all. This is very sad that if we let this happen, just like MTG was just saying.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And one of the things that she said that really resonated with me, something that we've been saying and more voices have been saying, was Americans are finally realizing something to the, I'm putting words in her mouth, finally realizing that the greatest threat to national security is the government of the United States. It seems to be the number one betrayer or traitor of the American people. And so rather than thinking of Russia or China as these great enemies, I think the American people are finally realizing that it's the government of the United States of America that has the greatest liability to the American people. What do you think, Skyler?
Absolutely. And if you do remember the Illuminati card game, one of the cards that they have is World War III. I also think that the other play that they have is to crash the stock market, which Alex is always talking about.
Yeah, well, all the reports that I've seen have suggested that the stock market is expected to crash in a massive way next year, and this is exactly what Trump has been warning about, the fear that it would happen on his watch, because if it does happen while he's the president of the United States, they're going to pin that on him. Oh, look, he got elected and the stock market crashed right away. Businesses understand and investors understand that Trump's presidency is a threat to our economy, and it's just going to be another example of gaslighting, even though we've predicted it, even though Trump himself has predicted it. And that's what's going to be incredibly frustrating to witness. Do you think that we're going to see a crash in the next 12 months?
Absolutely. And I also think that that will put Trump in a position where it will ruin his legacy, because during his presidency, we have the most booming economy the world's ever seen.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think, Alex? Stock market crash next year?
Oh, they're definitely, Trump has said like five times, and they go, oh, Trump wants a crash. He goes, no, the crash is looming. I hope it happens before I get elected, because he could turn it around. But if he knows how the public's mind works, he gets it. They crash it completely, announce it's crashed. He'll have real trouble fixing it. He'll be Herbert Hoover.
Well, we've seen too repeatedly that the Republican Party has been sort of weak in the way that it supports Trump or doesn't support Trump. A lot of people flip back and forth. There was the whole push for another candidate early on in this election cycle as well. And one of the things that I thought was kind of alarming and interesting is not a lot of people are talking about it because it's in the shadow of this NATO meeting today, but the Democratic leaders of the DNC met this morning. Loomer was on the ground reporting on it. They all go in and they come out, and people like Nadler are saying that they support Biden again, even after just yesterday, I believe, or 2 days ago. It was that these major Democratic leaders were calling on Biden to resign, trying to quietly do it in a politically correct way. Why is it that they're meeting and supporting Biden again all of a sudden? I wish that Republicans had the same amount of conviction and unity about supporting Trump when push comes to shove and things get difficult. That's what leadership is all about, is leading when things are difficult. Anybody can lead when things are easy, because I think the Democrats may end up rallying around Biden. So I don't know what to make of that. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Roland, I've seen that you requested to speak some time ago. Roland, can you unmute yourself and say what you have to say?
Hey, y'all. Thanks for letting me on. Just real quick, you know, I wanted to touch upon, you know, a real good way to kind of challenge the corporate slave state. It's something really interesting happened. I'm a libertarian. When Trump came to speak at our convention, you know, he wound up, you know, embracing some of our ideals. And if you guys really want to stop the war machine, we really need to see a lot more people, you know, starting to champion those ideas as well. We got to get rid of this bureaucratic mess, these unelected agencies that are, you know, undermining our Constitution with, you know, rules and regulations that they have no authority to be placing upon us. You know, I just really wanted to touch upon that. I also want to talk about Trump's VP pick or who y'all think that might be, but that's not really on the discussion.
But well, I think it's really relevant, though. I'm glad that you brought it up because there's a number of reasons the VP pick is relevant. First of all, if he doesn't pick somebody who's just as populist as he is, the chances that he gets whacked are incredibly high. And I'm just
really, I mean, I'm on Joe Biden death watch. I mean, and they're going to truck bomb the White House. I think anything's on the table. A nuke, blame it on Trump, a cyber attack. They already said Trump supporters of Russia are going to cyber attack. I mean, they don't put that out for no reason. I even predicted it a year ago before they official FBI. The MAGA is working with Russia to do a cyber attack during the election. We're about to win. They don't pre-program that, ladies, for no reason. It's just, look, I'm not, here's the thing. I'm not a Johnny Come Lately. I've been doing this for 30 years. I know the enemy's operation. They are going to start a massive war, which is already happening. They're going to cyber attack. They're going to kill Joe Biden. I don't know which one they're going to do, but baby, I know what cards they got in their damn hands. And I'm just sitting here going, do people even understand how close we are to being shut down? I guess once we get shut down, people will pay attention, but then it won't matter because the enemy's about to make their move on everybody.
Absolutely. Well, the crazy thing is, too, we've been the subjects of countless cyber attacks throughout the past year, and nobody's admitting when cell towers go down or entire cellular networks go down. They blame it on solar weather, when banks go down, when major banks are failing to make direct deposit payments to employees at companies like Deloitte. I had friends that work at Deloitte that were reaching out to me. I mean, we've been cyber attacked after cyber attacked after cyber attacked all year, and then some fluke thing's going to happen, and they're going to blame it on right-wing extremists. I think, Alex, I think you're absolutely right. I'm really concerned about what the presidency is going to look like between November 5th and January 20th. I think that's a major, major time to play it safe. We see things like Patriot Front coming out in Nashville the day after the 4th of July.
They all pile out of U-Hauls. They literally wear FBI uniforms. I mean, it's just, and we know they're feds. It's come out. They are.
Yeah.
They pull the mask off. It's like soy boy Antifa people. I mean, it's just like,
it's unbelievable. And I know a lot of right wingers. I know there are a lot of people that I know that I'm friends with who are much more extreme than I am. I have never met a single person, Alex, who's enthusiastic.
Well, let's be clear. I learned this 30 years ago, 25 years ago, going to protest in the KKK and groups.
Yeah.
You go to the event, and I've got decent gaydar, and it's all film students, liberals, gay dudes. And they pull Patriot Front guy's mask off. It's a gay dude. He covers up. He cries. He runs. It's a bunch of gay dudes. It's a bunch of gay Democrats dressed up as Nazis. That Charlottesville was the same thing.
Well, we know that involuntary celibacy leads to radicalism. I mean, it's been true ever since.
Like the Nazis.
Yeah.
Against Rome. People are like, oh, Hitler was anti. All he was doing was that. It was a homosexual cult. The point is, folks, just sit back and watch it because you're on the front row seats to Armageddon.
Absolutely. All right, let's go on to JD's two cents. JD, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on. Can you hear me okay?
You sound good.
Awesome. Yeah, the World War III thing, I've been warning about this on my ex for a while now. It's either going to be World War III, the collapse of the economy, a combination of both. We got to be ready for it, but we also got to keep it in the narrative, in the forefront, because what the Democrats are doing now, ever since the atrocious debate failure, is they're trying to just spin everything. I've seen Democrats on my X feed digging up videos of Trump 10 years in the past, and little stuff too. Nowhere near the grab the pussy stuff, right? And excuse my language. But yeah, I mean, these people will do anything to stay in power. And the fourth branch of government is the true enemy of the people. And we got to be on guard against that for sure.
I totally agree. One of the things I'm concerned about, and this just occurred to me as I was hearing you speak, is We know that World War II got us in large out of the Great Depression. And I'm concerned that in anticipation of this economic collapse, the problems with our fractional reserve currency, our dollars, the global reserve currency, I am concerned that all of this escalation is so that we have a World War III as a backup plan to save the economy in the event of a collapse. So if there's this major economic collapse, the deep state can push for World War III, further secure its interests as far as the dollars, the global reserve currency is concerned, and use that to justify bringing manufacturing home and ramping up military development, munitions, and things of that nature. I'm concerned that this World War III is actually an economic play, but I haven't given that much thought because it just occurred to me. What do you think?
Well, we know. Listen, in the last 100 years, we already had two giant world wars that killed 200-plus million people, conservatively. I think that's a low number, 300 million. So people are like, oh, because people have lived a life for like 30, 40, 50 years. They're like, oh, we'll never have World War. We'll never have World War III. Alex Jones being a fearmonger, blah, blah. Because they don't have a historical perspective. They're like, I go to the movies. I go to the bar. I go play pool. I go play golf. This Alex Jones says that bad stuff. You're not in a communist country. Most of the world's a hellhole. And they just sit there with their own little weird perspective. Believe everything's fine. It ain't fine, boys and girls. It's redlined, and we have a corrupt, decadent elite that sold the country out 7 ways to Sunday. They think being sociopathic is cool. They think not. It's like in Dune when the Bene Gesserit says, she says, you picked the wrong sides. She goes, there is no sides. All there is sides. I'm the sides guy. Things matter. Who you come from, who your tribe is, what you stand for, what God you worship, what you do every day, what you build, what you create, that's who you are. And anybody that tells you there's no sides is the devil. All there is black and white. All there is up and down. All there is red and blue. All there is green and yellow. All there is up and down. It's complete gravity's real, folks. It's all real. You must choose a side. The Bible says you were neither hot nor cold, so I spit you out of my mouth. God says Satan is better than some fit-sitting piece of shit. So, to the CIA and the New World Order, think they're smart, kissing every ass, going around with every system, bowing down to every program. No, you're losers, and you destroy civilization. So that's where I'm at with people. You picked the wrong side. Sides, there are no sides. No, you don't have a side. You don't exist because you didn't pick one. The universe demands you pick a side. The universe demands you take a stand. So take your stand or be cut off from God forever.
You know, it's interesting. I never thought about the Bene Gesserits in this way, but you mentioned that from Dune, and I don't want to get into weeds on Dune on this broadcast.
Well, the book,
they're a globalist organization, though.
Yeah,
they're the only organization in that whole entire universe that goes in every single house. It's literally a globalist organization. Everything else is siloed. Every other house is sovereign to itself, loyal to itself. But their globalism is the catalyst for total universal galactic war.
It goes back to the goddess. It's the woman.
Yes.
And then so only that cult can take over.
Wow.
Which Herbert was a super thinker. Like the later books weren't that book is a masterpiece.
Absolutely.
Way beyond the movies. He's telling you the whole secret right there.
Old fashioned artillery.
Old fashioned artillery. Genius. I will be right back. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Why would you bring in this many people in such a short period against the law?
I'm a big believer in immigration, but to have unvetted immigration at large scale is a recipe for disaster.
Let me walk you through the past 7 days in Europe.
Red roses too, I see them bloom for me and for you.
In London, four people were stabbed in a time span of just 42 hours.
What a wonderful world.
In Paris, hundreds of African migrants took to the street to riot.
I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you.
We are paying for our own destruction.
And I think to myself,
and that, ladies and gentlemen, is just a few incidents in just a couple of days on our beautiful continent.
And it's happening for political reasons. It's happening because the Democratic Party has ceased making the case for itself to Americans. And so in order to keep power, in fact, to expand their power, they're going to need a brand new electorate. And this is their electorate.
Here we stand. Here we fall. History won't care.
Amsterdam currently consists of 56% migrants. The Hague, 58% migrants. Rotterdam, almost 60% migrants. Conclusion, the Dutch population is already outnumbered in the majority of our cities.
We're just waiting for the hammer to fall.
London, 54% migrants. Again, conclusion, native population outnumbered. And what's interesting about replacement is that the establishment will either deny its existence.
A totalitarian state is ruled by the lie, and the lie is the principle of governance, and everyone who lies is complicit in maintenance of the state.
The so-called replacement theory is obviously racist, dangerous, and dehumanizing, bigoted, dehumanizing, and dangerous. Just think about how dumb and dehumanizing it is. Deeply racist, bigoted, and dehumanizing. It's also incredibly stupid.
British talkers are generally slow thinkers.
Or, when they admit to it, they say that it's a good thing.
Fewer than 50% of the people in America will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
There is not going to be a nation that will not see diversity in its future.
By now, I think we all know what they mean with the word diversity. It means less white people, less of you.
You know the truth can be a weapon to fight this world of ill intentions.
We want, you know, 2 million people every year pouring into the country, because if we send them down to a Democrat state, it means that we get more apportionment in the House.
And everyone's been like, well, illegals can't vote. What's the problem? No, this is the end game.
Undocumented immigrants cannot vote in federal elections, so how is that possible?
If you look at the apportionment with and without illegals, there would be a net loss of blue states of approximately 20 seats in the House.
And once they have more apportionment in the House, you can bet your bottom dollar they will use that extra large apportionment to give these illegal aliens voting rights. Just watch it happen.
New answer to the same question. How many times will you learn the same lesson?
It's illegal, you say, for illegal aliens to vote in a federal election. Well, actually, it's not. Congress passed something in the U.S. code, the federal code, a line that, unbeknownst to the rest of us, makes it legal for illegal aliens to vote in federal elections if they believe they are citizens. It's a state of mind.
Title 18 left us just gobsmacked. Scroll all the way down to the fine print, and what you read is that non-citizens can vote without penalty if at the time they are voting, they believe themselves to be U.S. citizens.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever. But you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea find your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses, how his naked ears were tortured.
We're doing a simulcast, The Alex Jones Show, on radio stations across the country and the internet at Infowars.com/show, band.video, Real Alex. Spaces on X, talking about World War III, the NATO summit, how do we stop it, what's going to happen with Biden. They're now calling him the big boy, his own press corps, his own press secretary. Real quick before we go back to commenters, speakers. To me, that's major undermining them all, calling him big boy to his face.
Yeah, even what's his face? He's like, I guess that's what we're calling it, the big boy.
Kirby.
Yeah, Kirby was like, what? They're like, yeah, that's what we just, it's focus group driven. That's what we're calling it. He was given the name to call the press conference before. Embarrassing.
Which means like a big boy, you know, is a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, they're really signaling to the establishment, we're not with Biden.
Yeah.
That's what that was about.
That's like, what I say to my 3-year-old when she does something good. I call her a big girl.
Oh, what's the Secretary of State Blinken up to? What's this?
Stronger than it's been, larger than it's been, and ready to deal with the challenges.
The ongoing NATO summit.
Jens, again, we've said it on a number of occasions, but especially here in Washington.
Stoltenberg.
On this anniversary.
I wonder if Blinken's going to play the guitar for us.
Leadership. Finally, I would just say that one of the reasons it's so important that we celebrate this anniversary, as well as prepare the alliance for the way forward, is because of what this alliance actually means to the people of all the countries who are members of NATO.
He's the guy that overthrew the Ukrainian government 11 years ago, started war with Russia, got Russia to come into a war.
After two world wars,
they're now losing. They want a new world war.
Came together determined that we would not see yet another global conflagration.
Which they're starting.
And one of the ways that they did that was coming together in a defensive alliance, NATO, 12 countries, 75 years ago. And the secret of NATO's success has been the commitment that those 12 countries made to each other, and that now 32 countries are making to each other. And that is an attack on one is an attack on all. the strongest possible deterrent to aggression.
Attack on one is attack on all. Article 5. So they say Ukraine's NATO, and now a Russian attack is attack on NATO. We're World War III.
They've got to take on all of them.
Yep.
That's why 75 years later, NATO has been the most successful defensive alliance in the history of the world, but also why it remains the critical alliance going forward and why more countries have wanted to join.
That guy couldn't load a gun. He couldn't wipe his ass. We should tell us all about preventing wars. Yeah, the U.S. government.
People more safe and secure so that they can go about doing everything.
More safe and secure. We're totally open borders.
Build strong, resilient countries with opportunity, with progress that share among all their people. Yes.
Lord Stoltenberg.
Thank you so much for hosting me and my delegation here again. And thank you for giving me some, as I say, basic advice about baseball yesterday. It was great to throw the first pitch, but I think I should focus on politics, not on baseball in the future. It's great to be here, not least because this week is an important week for NATO. We have our 75th anniversary summit here in Washington.
We started a major war with the Russians. It's going quite horribly.
For your leadership, your strong personal commitment to our
allies.
This summit
your
will be a summit
that is
the most successful in last history, but they're also going to make important decisions for the future.
Now that it's July,
on the terms of defense, on Ukraine, on partnerships in the Asia Pacific. And of course, none of this would have been possible without the leadership of
without
the United States,
leadership of America, World War III.
To ensure that we have now 32 allies.
Germany will finally win World War II. Our Panzers are fighting the Russians now.
We will make decisions on Ukraine, and I think what we have seen over the last days demonstrates the need to step up our support for Ukraine. We have seen new Russian missile attacks against cities, against
all we did was overthrow the government and attack the Russians. How dare them?
And it just demonstrates the brutality.
All Napoleon did was do that, and Hitler too.
And important
Hitler
was,
good, Napoleon good.
Ukraine in upholding the right for self-defense. We will do more together on the terms of events. Allies are stepping up when it comes to defense investments. 23 allies are investing more, or 2% at least, of their GDP on defense. This is twice as many as just 4 years ago. And then we'll further strengthen our partnership with the Asia-Pacific partners. So this is a busy week.
All right, that's enough. I can't hear anymore. Well, let's go back to speakers who've been holding patiently.
Let's go to the deep state target himself, George Papadopoulos. George, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say, sir, if you're still with us.
Oh, I'm here. Thanks, Alex and Chase, for having me. It's always great to hear your insight.
By the way, to interrupt you, you've been holding for 20 minutes. We should explain you're patient zero of the Russia hoax, and you didn't bend to their lies. You didn't roll over and tell lies. So we're just continuing to live this lie. Continue, please.
No, Alex, you're absolutely right. Patient zero and, you know, what we lived was basically an operation. See, the operation that started with me and others, including General Flynn, Roger Stone, Paul Manafort in 2016 wasn't simply this, run amok FBI investigation, the way the mainstream media characterized it as, or even, you know, supporters of mine and others. There was an actual CIA operation that was launched in March of 2016 that went after myself, others, the Mossad was involved, the Five Eyes was involved, and this isn't conspiracy stuff. This was reported in the New York Post just 3 months ago.
No, you're totally vindicated. It's all mainstream news now.
Yeah, that's the key. So basically that started, now Trump's convicted, and we're on the path to the current topic, which is World War III. The same players that instigated that attempted coup did the Ukrainian coup in 2014, and now they're doing everything in their power to prevent the smooth transition of power to Trump's second term to get World War III ongoing. So I think what's going to happen is you're likely going to see black swan events. I know you've been talking about it a lot. The border's been wide open for months right now. You have a lot of these black arms from going shipping from Ukraine, Afghanistan, through that border, through all these various illegal migrants. And
for folks who don't know, George, you're a smart guy, but not everybody's, you know, a national security expert like you. Black arms mean untraceable weapons.
Untraceable weapons, absolutely. Like black market arms, yeah. So what we're talking about were black market arms, untraceable weapons, $80 billion left to the Taliban. You have all these untraceable arms in Ukraine while simultaneously the open border. And I'm just looking at what's happening with all these bizarre terrorist attacks that are ongoing in Russia, right? You have these low IQ Islamist terrorist guys that are just being, you know, pushed into, you know, killing people for absolutely no reason, going on these suicide missions while there's been absolutely no threat of radical Islamist extremism in Russia for at least 20 years.
And NATO said a year ago, since Russia's winning, we're going to hit them with asymmetrical warfare, Operation Gladio.
And this is what's going on. So when I'm looking at the totality of the situation, I'm just going to land here with the NATO.
No, don't end. Start over. I'm interrupting. I'm not trying to cut you off. I'll shut up. Go ahead.
No. It's just I'm just looking at the totality of the picture. With the coup ongoing against Biden, you have this civil war right now in the Democrat Party. You have Biden basically fighting for self-preservation. I think he certainly has something in Obama. That's why Obama is at least openly in his corner. And you have all of these various investigations going into the Biden family. He's not going to go down without a fight. People think, oh, he's senile. He's, there's something mentally off about him. You know, when he's lucid, he's lucid. So
exactly.
I think
that's what Roger Stone this morning said. Listen, Biden, 18 hours out of the day is a vegetable, but he's still lucid at times. It makes this, he still has like the ring of Mordor. He's still able to make evil decisions.
No, and he absolutely does. And those evil decisions have absolutely all to do with keeping him and his family out of prison. The reason I think that Congress stopped all these various investigations, remember just it was a year ago that Jamie Comer was showing receipts about illegal payments from countries like China, Ukraine, Romania, all of that, you know, just miraculously stopped. And the reason I think it was because they want to make sure that Biden was going to be the nominee after the convention. Once the convention ends and Biden's officially there, they don't pull a switcheroo. I think all of these investigations are going to ramp up. I think they're going to have a lot of, leaks from the White House, and they're just going to try and muscle them out. But between now and then, the situation that I'm focusing on right now is the security situation. And when situations like this are as unpredictable as they are domestically, that's when you see these black swan events. That's when terrorist attacks happen. That's why Trump himself just yesterday was saying it's likely a 100% chance we're going to have a massive terrorist attack in this country. And
he said that on Hannity last night. He said 100% terror attack.
Yeah, he absolutely said it because he was a commander in chief. He saw the classified information. He sees the situation with the border. He saw what happened with all of these arms shipments that we were just talking about from these various war zones. All of this in tandem are leading to one conclusion. There's going to be a major distraction here to deflect from all of the issues going on with Biden. And that is going to lead us to not only domestic security crisis, but a global conflagration. So I'll land on that.
No, don't leave. George Papadopoulos, who was literally the first person other than Flynn, maybe the second, targeted. All of it came out wasn't true, not a Russian agent, none of that was going on. They tried to set him up. He didn't accept the deals. I had the feds approach me with Russian money, and it was the FBI, and I reported back to the FBI so they couldn't put me in prison. But this has been ongoing. Let's talk about Trump and just America and the sense of the world and NATO and just where you see the planet right now, George.
Yeah, I mean, the situation is that the world is shifting, right? You have the rise of the East and the decline of the West in many ways. And the decline of the West is intentional by the Democrats, and especially the extremists on the left. So you have the rise of the BRICS, which is this new basic geoeconomic order that you've talked about extensively, I know. You have the collapse of the U.S. dollar as the reserve currency. The petrodollar basically no longer exists. And the moment that the U.S. under Biden imposed these sanctions on Putin and the Russian government after they went into Ukraine to stop basically this pariah state on their border, that's when these countries like South Africa, Egypt, India, Iran, Ethiopia, China said if they could sanction and take away billions of dollars of reserves from Russia – because they didn't tow the line of the U.S. foreign policy establishment, they could do it to us. And that's exactly why.
But you hit on a key 2 minutes ago. The left, with their cloud and pivot strategy to undermine and collapse American empire, they believe they'll give them control of the wreckage to rebuild it, build back better, Great Reset. They are doing everything politically to drive people out of the dollar.
That's exactly what's happening. They're doing it so intentionally, and we've seen this kind of restructuring of the world after World War II. And this is exactly why, should Trump get reelected, the first order of business he has to actually do is he has to take on the statesman approach, just the way right after World War II at Yalta happened. He has to sit down with the leaders of China and Russia and say, we need to redesign how we're all going to fit into this world, because the way the world is currently, the U.S. economy is about to collapse, and these countries are about to abandon.
Exactly. The U.S. won't even have a seat at the table if we don't make a deal.
They won't. No, they absolutely won't. And the way things are going, if Biden gets reelected, the term between not having a seat at the table and total collapse is going to shorten absolutely dramatically.
And that's my next question. You're a smart guy. What happens if Biden's able to steal it and ensconce himself?
If Biden ends up stealing it, I think everything that he's talked about openly, and this is just quoting him, you had a quote about him just earlier, basically the great replacement theory is going to become a reality. It's not going to be a theory anymore. That's something that they've wanted for decades right now. I think you're going to basically have certain demographics in America replaced with illegals.
Yeah, if you think the border's open right now, you ain't seen nothing.
No, and that's why this is the existential threat of today's election. It's the crisis in America. It's the lack of sovereignty, and it's the globalist agenda trying to usurp and replace sovereignty with foreign agendas. That's why so many people who are listening to this right now probably don't even recognize the America they live in. Certainly, it's not the America I grew up in. It's not the America you grew up in. And kids that are growing up today have actually seen their parents lose control of them and the state taking over control of how those children are raised and educated and actually becoming citizens of this country. So I think more and more this aggressive takeover of America, the usurping and replacing of its traditions, its cultures, its Judeo-Christian values is going to become the norm. And we're going to become so weakened from within, just like the ancient Roman orator Cicero said, that when you have enemies from within, the empire collapses much easier than having enemies from abroad. Then it's just going to evolve into this new world order. America's not going to have a seat at the table. China's going to be the ultimate leader. And the way China governs its country, its people, and the world is not something I think wants to be imported here. But that's where we're going, Alex.
You know, I totally and completely agree with you. George Papadopoulos, any other key points you want to drop on folks?
I would just say, just watch this NATO summit very, very closely. What the Biden team and NATO has been trying to do for months now is to actually instigate a further conflict with Russia. Russia's not biting. This missile strike that happened just yesterday with this children's hospital, which is absolutely devastating and horrific, did not come from Russian missiles. It actually came from a Ukrainian missile. And there's just been so much disinformation regarding that conflict.
Ukraine got caught last year firing missiles into Poland, but the Polish missiles shot it down, so they got the tail numbers. And Zelensky said immediately, attack Russia. It turned out it was Ukrainian missiles.
Yeah, just always remember the playbook. When there's a crisis at home, rally the flag effect, find a crisis abroad. The only difference between what's happening usually back, like with Bush, with the whole war on terror and what's going on right now, is you have the collapse of Biden. You have a coup ongoing against him. You have a desperate man. And the only thing he's left with is a desperate strategy. So remember, we're probably going to face a crisis domestically, and we're going to see the conflict with Russia heat up. But hopefully Putin doesn't fall for it. But just watch very closely what NATO's up to now that they're all in Washington, D.C. So thanks so much for having me, Alex and Chase.
George Papa 19 on X. Thank you, George.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you. You want to comment? We'll go to the next person.
Well, I will say that George was on the American Journal with me last winter when I was guest hosting for Harrison Smith in the morning show here on InfoWars. And George, if you're still with us, one of the things you said, first of all, you enlightened me as to the details of the IMEC corridor, which turned out to be really true. The second thing is mentioned to keep my eyes on Africa, something that hadn't occurred to me at all. And what I noticed after you said that, following Secretary Blinken, is that there's report after report of Blinken meeting with African leader after African leader. And he's always talking about things like humanitarian crises in Africa and gay rights violations in Africa and encouraging Uganda and others to be more democratic. But then when you dig through and you look at reports, all of these African nations that Secretary Blinken has been visiting and their leaders have been visiting him here, all of them have been reported to be participating in a black market of uranium exports to Iran. Can you talk a little bit about why or how Africa plays into this World War III narrative?
Yeah, so as some of you know, that, you know, Africa was basically carved up among major European powers, you know, at the end of the 19th century. So between, let's say, the UK, Italy had some colonies,
Belgium.
France obviously had, you know, a lot, the Netherlands. And basically what's happening is those countries rebelled, right? You had this decolonization effort in the 60s, the 70s. You have some remnants of influence, especially by the French and the British.
But now China is filling the void.
Exactly. So this is why it's getting very important now, because the African continent, and just one thing about about the African continent and NATO, you had the NATO Secretary General say this, or it was Blinken, I can't remember who was just saying it, but when you were had the clip on, this is the greatest defensive alliance in history. Well, say that to Gaddafi. NATO went into Libya, absolutely destroyed that country, killed Gaddafi, because Gaddafi wanted to basically unify the entire continent around a new currency backed by gold. And that's open source information now. That's something that these countries have been attempting to get off of this European colonialist mentality. So what's happening now in Africa is the Chinese and the Russians are telling these African leaders, hey, we never were, colonial masters of you. We don't care about changing your traditions and your cultures to make you import all of these bizarre agendas and Blinken and the Biden administration.
Which again,
and Obama,
so you know what you're about to say. Let me steal your thunder, because I want to just impress people that we're on the same page. The main mission in Afghanistan was transgenderism, made the Afghans all turn against us. The U.S. goes in and says, we're going to cut your son's genitals off to Africans. They go, screw you. It's clear that Washington is driving the West out of Africa for China. Is that what you were about to say?
That's exactly what's going on, and is being replaced by Russia and by China. Now, why is this so important? You have Wagner Group operating all over the African continent right now. All of these coups that happened recently, I think there was like 7 or 8 in Central Africa, mm-hmm. were all in order to get the French or American military out. These aren't simple, random events. They all had a specific...
But wait, I thought you were a Russian agent. Why are you against the U.S. being pushed out? I'm being sarcastic. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm not against that.
No, I'm being sarcastic,
me,
George.
I'm completely... Yeah, I know. So basically, Africa now is part of this new world, this new order that Russia and China are leading. The BRICS, there's a lot of gold there. There's a lot of natural resources there, a lot of oil. And all of these reserves are going to, one way or another, back this new currency, whether it comes out in a year or 5 years. Once that BRICS currency comes out and these countries are part of it, and they're away from France, the UK, Italy, the United States, and aligned with Chinese business and Russian business, that's going to accelerate the
that's right. So just like Saudi Arabia backed the dollar after Bretton Woods, now it's going to be Africa that's going to back the BRICS.
That's exactly what's going on, and that's why South Africa, which is the biggest economy or the second biggest economy in Africa, was one of actually the first countries that participated in BRICS, because they know that trillions of dollars in worthless fiat currency that we're just printing and printing and printing is just going to, evaporate in any value. We're 34, 35 trillion in debt. It's backed by absolutely nothing up until we had the petrodollar. That's gone. So this new currency.
And our own government is working against the dollar and is securing. Like, how did China get 98% control of rare earth minerals? Because the West put laws in not letting Western companies explore it. It's in closing, George, you're a genius. You've quantified this so well. How do we stop this?
Yeah, you know, the worst thing that happened besides the trillion spent and thousands of in deaths in Afghanistan is the American military muscle opened up the doors to the Chinese companies to go take over all those rare earth minerals that you're just talking about right now, Alex. So what really has to happen here, and I'm just going to just explain very, very easy, quickly, when Trump gets reelected, and I'm hoping he gets reelected, we get that Yalta number two. He sits
George,
down
we got
Putin
a quick break. Hard satellite break. Finish your point. But what George Papadopoulos is saying, stay there, don't go. We're back in just 3 minutes, is nailing it. He's nailing it. The United States went in for 20 years in Afghanistan to give Afghanistan to China for the lithium.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but
sure.
I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you are having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new faster absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Pro
program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
George Papadopoulos on the phone here, or via X Digital Connection on speakers. And then we'll go to other folks. We've got Liz Churchill. We got Matt Baker. A lot of great folks we're going to in a moment. But I held you over because you were making a really key point, which I was interrupting. And I don't do it to show that I know this stuff. I want to show folks we can finish each other's sentences because what we're saying is the truth. We didn't talk before you came on. We're just trying to tell people what's really going on. So, George, finish up your point.
No, Alex, you're absolutely right. It's because, we have one thing in common. We want to see great things for America and its citizens. We don't want it to be taken over by a tyrannical agenda that's being imported from abroad in this country. We don't want to see our traditions usurped and replaced. You know, I think that's exactly why we're able to finish each other's sentences, because we're just common sense people who are educated on these very important facts. So what I would just say is, you mentioned, so what are the next steps? It's very simple. If Trump gets reelected, the priority is sealing the border. Then you have to have a complete mass deportation effort to get rid of the millions or potentially hundreds of thousands of criminal elements from all around the world that have infiltrated this country. Once you have that done, you have to start figuring out how to repatriate various industries to assure that these are made-at-home products. We have to make deals with certain countries that do have these various rare earth minerals and reserves that we don't have at home before China and Russia cover up the world. And the last thing that has to happen after we've done that, after we've taken care of the domestic situation, Trump has to sit down with both Putin and Xi at a summit where and when they decide to do it and decide how we're going to carve up the world, how we're going to create a peace and international stability situation, and assure that we all have a seat at the table, and hopefully America has the biggest seat at the table, without the collapse of the U.S. dollar, without this resulting in endless wars, and without this creating the situation that we're facing today as a nation, domestically as and abroad, with the globalists and the Biden administration, who want nothing more and nothing less than to destroy America from within and to cause World War III abroad.
And I noticed when you've been on my shows, I guess, a few times, and on with other hosts, I watch you all the time, you're not a vindictive person. They tried to put you in prison. They lied about you. You don't talk about yourself. You don't talk about what you went through. You talk about saving America. But at the same time, I'm not a vindictive person. But if there's a rabid dog in my backyard, I'm going to have to deal with it. I don't want to deal with it. I'm sad it's got rabies. I at least call animal control. I probably put it down myself. Trump has sat back and Rubio said yesterday, Trump's not going to be vindictive against the deep state. It's not vindictive. They're right. They have a coup. They've been attacking us. They've got to go to jail. It's our duty or we're complicit. So you're a victim of the system that survived, barely. What do you think Trump should do? Sorry, sneezing. You're at a sneezing attack live on air. That's never happened in 30 years. Sorry, go ahead.
God bless. What I would say is, along with those priorities that I just described, equally as important is eviscerating the deep state in the United States. Because if you don't eviscerate the deep state and you don't put patriots at the top of these groups like the CIA, DNI, the FBI, and the Attorney General, meaning the Department of Justice, then Americans just won't have trust in the system. If we continue as a nation where I think the FBI now has a 15% approval rating by Republicans because of the self-inflicted wounds of what they did during Russiagate, the various indictments and the raid of Mar-a-Lago, then you have the January 6th situation and all the information that's come out of there, then it's not tenable. It's like if you don't have a border, you don't have sovereignty, then you don't have a country. It's like the same parallel.
George, you've so nailed it. Just for the credibility, the FBI would have a 90% approval rating if Merrick Garland got arrested. I mean, exactly. It's our duty. It's got to happen. It's not like I'm a vindictive guy, but they're already gone full out of attack. We have to put them in prison.
Well, here's the situation. I mean, it's either that these people get held accountable for what they've did, which are egregious crimes and against the American people and defrauding the U.S. government of their of rights and, you know, putting people in prison for absolutely no reason except, you know, expressing their beliefs and supporting candidates that they don't like, then it's not sustainable. So what Trump really needs to do, and I've said this before, I'm going to say it right now, while Trump's VP pick is important, I think his attorney general is the most important cabinet member in modern American history. Who he chooses as his attorney general, whether it's a he or a she, that individual has to be two things, a patriot, a constitutionalist, and probably even more importantly than that, somebody with gumption and heavy stones.
Guts.
To really, a lot of guts to go and clean house from top to bottom. Because if they don't, Alex, and if they don't, we're going to have this weaponization of government targeting dissent writ large in America. It's not simply going to be conservatives. It's Catholics. It's school teachers. It's white Christian males. It's people that have, who express the belief to have a 2A in America, a 1A in America. The list will continue to go on and on and on. And it has to be stopped now, because if it doesn't, as I explained earlier, America is not recognizable to me and others who are listening to this show right now. It's not even going to be something anybody will. Yeah, it's just going to be completely replaced with something foreign. And
America's very existence is on the line. George Papadopoulos, join me as a guest about your book soon. In fact, guys, we can contact him, get him on. George, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. God bless.
Thank you. I want to go a bunch of other commenters on X, but I want to just say this. Anybody that's ever been in a real fight where somebody attacks you for no reason, you're getting mugged, you're being beat up in a parking lot. When you really want to fight, it's not a mental thing. Because, you know, mentally you decide to make a decision in your life, it's in your brain. And you really love a woman, it's in your heart. You feel the love of a woman in your heart. But when you decide to beat somebody's ass, like somebody just knocked you upside the head and your nose is broken and they're about to kill your ass, it's in the gut. It fires up like fire in the belly, and you're like, oh, that's like, it's in the gut. It's the fire in the belly, folks. And he just said that. We got to have the guts, Chase. We got to get the guts on fire.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny you mention that, because I've never been one to get in fights or anything like that. I've got a bleeding disorder. I always avoided that sort of thing. But one time when I lived in East Nashville, kind of a bad part of town, my first house, starter home, it was like midnight and my door didn't close all the way on the front door of my house unless you deadbolted it, because the house is 100 years old and it was winter, so everything contracts. And somebody knocked on my door and the door flew open. And as somebody who's not particularly physically tough by any means, fire in my belly. I charged at the guy, and he was this giant black guy. He looked bigger than you, Alex, taller than me. I charged at him. He goes, I'm the guy who mows your lawn. I'm the guy who mows your lawn. He was just knocking on my door to ask me if I had any cash, because he just needed help. And I just saw a silhouette in the door. And it's true. We need to activate that quiet, sleeping giant within. We all have it, regardless how tough we are, or smart we are, or talented we are. We all have some degree of it. And I think that's what it's going to take in order to face this giant in our door.
That's right. Let's go to the next person.
Liz Churchill. Liz, go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for inviting me. I saw that you were talking about NATO, and I do actually think it's very important to view NATO as like a formal collection of all of the washouts and losers that are leftovers from each respective country's intelligence community. And it's created a Nazi Goliath that has effectively infiltrated every country in our world. And George Papadopoulos is absolutely right. This infiltration is going to be the absolute demise of America and every country in the world, because every country, as you're watching right now, and, you know, if you pay attention to all, not just this issue that we're talking about, but the asymmetric issues and your southern border and the evident Soros Cloward Piven strategy that you mentioned earlier. And it becomes really complicated because your FBI and DOJ have become Gestapos of the Democrat Party. And this is true. And again, if you go back to NATO, the only thing that I personally see NATO as is their sex operatives, their WEF Marxist criminals. And their goal ultimately is to implement World War III. George also made a really good point in regards to Africa. I don't know if Chase wants to extend on this, but you have to remember the Brzezinski family is heavily embedded in that continent, and they had a rather large monopoly on weapons, I believe, and other business transactions. And they have just pulled out of those and have joined the BRICS community. Mika Brzezinski, not going to lie, one of the ugliest communists you'll ever see on state TV. She's there for a purpose. And we know that...
Well, her father was the master engineer for 30 years.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's right. So, I mean, when you put all the puzzle pieces together, and I'm not even going to pretend to say it as well as George did, but this really is a communist takeover. And you have various factions of globalist entities around the world, NATO just being one of them, that are implementing...
That's my next question. What do you make of the obvious civil war in the deep state over Biden, him refusing to step down? You're a smart lady, Liz Churchill. Where do you think that goes?
Well, here's the problem. They're going to have to replace Biden because there's absolutely no path to victory. And in regards to how they're going to do that, that becomes very complicated because anybody that they put in his place, they need to ultimately escape months of vetting. And people like you, and I'm going to even say the Dilly Meme team, myself, that would absolutely annihilate their potential candidate to the point where no matter what they do, Trump has an ultimate path to victory. We can go on about how you were completely persecuted once you gave your support towards Trump, and they viewed you as a very valuable weapon that had to be dismantled at all costs because, again, they have to eliminate all paths to victory for Trump. And with Biden, again, we're dealing with a Biden crime family. I can talk forever on the Marco Polo, Hunter Biden laptop. The levels of criminality that you have witnessed from this particular family, what they have to do, first of all, is find a way to avoid any further prosecutions or jail time. They need some type of pardon. And I think that the only way that they would be able to garner said pardon would be if there's two paths to that. If Biden granted pardon to the Biden crime family members, and at the same time, he would also grant a pardon to Trump. And that would really spin things into a different direction. Other than that, I think that...
Well, I mean, I agree, but that's the delusion of the Biden crime family.
That's right.
I agree with you, Liz. They're not going to let Biden stay in. So the bigger question for this whole show should be, what are they going to do to remove him? Because I agree with you, or maybe you didn't say that. That's what I got from what you said. They're not going to let him stay there.
It will have to be a national tragedy because they ultimately need to use the sympathy card. And it would be like a multifactorial event that could ultimately also extend the upcoming election or postpone, just like the blueprint has been all over the world and the examples that we've seen with Zelensky in Ukraine. So I think that they have to replace him. They don't have a choice. And we all know that it wasn't Biden running any of the nightmares that you're witnessing in America today. We know that it is Barack Obama. And we know this because President Trump openly states this, has stated this multiple times on his True Social account. So with saying that, they need to put in somebody that will cover for all of the Democratic Party crimes and all of the crimes against humanity that they had committed during not just the COVID criminal industrial complex, but extending back to Russiagate and all of the treason that we witnessed President Trump endure during his time in office. And this really is probably the most treasonous event in our world's history.
Alongside the most murderous event
in medical history. So it's multifactorial. It's asymmetric warfare that is meant to demoralize you and really give you that feeling of despair. And again, we see it over and over when people say, well, I'm not even going to bother voting. And again, that's the type of warfare that is working and capturing the minds of people that feel so intimidated and upset with the current circumstances, not just locally, but globally. so that they fall into this pit of, it's listless unhappiness. And
no, you're right, Liz. Liz, great points. Thank you so much. Let's go to Matt
Baker.
Absolutely.
Matt Baker, go ahead. Matt, are you still with us?
Hey, yeah, thanks for having me. Just listening to Alex earlier talking about picking a side, and I was saying it says people will always say, oh, that doesn't matter. This doesn't matter.
Matt, we're going to come back to you. Get to a better spot with your internet.
Yeah, sorry.
We're going to come back to you. You're breaking up. Go ahead.
Let's go to Nico, and then we'll go back to you, Matt. Nico, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say if you're still with us. All right, looks like Nico's not there. Let's go to Luke McKee. Luke McKee, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Okay, Alex, how are you? I want to talk about a great disruptor to the New World Order event that happened in 2016, and that was WikiLeaks exposing spirit cooking and how the fight against the spirit cookers are not over. Aleister Crowley's cult, the Ordo Templi Orientis, is involved. And as an Australian, I really despise them because Australians are being sent directly to jail without appearing in court under blasphemy laws. Age, newspaper, couple jailed for contempt in vilification case. And the High Court of Australia ruled this to be an extrajudicial kidnapping because only a court of state may extradite. So it's been
confirmed. That's right. And now Australia is trying to pass laws to put people in jail that criticize the government.
That's right, e-safety commission and all that. But what's happening in America and Arizona is the spirit cooking crew of Aleister Crowley, who called himself the Great Beast 666 when he was alive. He also called himself Baphomet XI, is before the courts. There's actually a character which is known to InfoWars because he gave Z Media his COVID conspiracy / research on Bluetooth beyond the grave, Adam Smith. And he's been locked up as a complex case. His case was declared complex without his consent by a lawyer in Arizona who is very famous, who's in the Washington Post, Adam Zickerman, for saying it's religious persecution for Samuel Bateman to have been charged by the FBI for having sex with children and having 20 wives in the fundamentalist sect of the Church of Latter-day Saints. You can just Google Adam Zickerman on Daily Mail, all the world news for that. So that's not defamation. That's actual quote from the Washington Post. So that's
listen, I'm not trying to be mean. You're a very interesting sounding person. I'm having real trouble following Aleister Crowley, kids, whatever. Quantify what are you saying?
We've got the leak. What this guy, Adam Smith, is doing is he intends to introduce leaked training videos from the Ordo Templi Orientis from the global head of the cult, Freitas Siberius X, aka David Shriven. And he's got three videos online, on the pinned tweet of Stop Boy Lover. That's where a mirror of them is.
I'm trying to follow you. What's this have to do with Biden and NATO and World War III?
Well, as you know, if the Democrats get in, that's going to be very bad. And this is a huge scandal for the Democrats because they've been doing a lot of interference in Adam Smith's case. Everyone involved in the case has been paid off by Democrat grants, including the judge on the case involving Governor Hobbs. So this is a huge scandal. They're trying not to have the evidence go into court because it will take away the Ordo Templi Orientis' 501c3 by proving they have a doctrine of child abuse. It's an upgrade.
I got it. Okay, thank you. Back to Matt Baker, see if his phone works.
Okay, Matt, go ahead and try again, buddy. All right, looks like he's not there. Jack Tron, Jack, go ahead.
All right, thank you. Good to be here. I think with this week, when it comes to Biden, there's really three people that we need to be paying attention to, and that is David Axelrod, Mark Werner, and Jim Clyburn. So, David Axelrod.
I totally agree. All the key Democrat operatives say Biden must go. You keep going.
Yeah. So David Axelrod is basically the spokesperson for Obama. Him and Obama are tight, and I've heard this from people I consider very reliable. So really what he does is he says the things that Obama can't say out loud. Now, of course, Mark Werner is the biggest deep state goon in Congress. So really what he does is basically on behalf of the deep state. And Jim Clyburn is the one that really is in with connections to the donors. So those are the three people that you really need to be paying attention to this week. And I think also, and when it comes to this NATO conference, I think it's especially good to pay attention to certain people like Michael McFaul and maybe even Norm Eisen. Those are people that were very instrumental in the revolution of Ukraine in 2014. And Norm Eisen is very much key in the persecution against Trump. So I would say pay attention to those people.
So why do you think they want Biden to shut down? Because they know he's a joke? He's helping Trump? I mean...
That's a good question. I'm not necessarily sure if I can answer that, but I'm saying, like, I think it's good to just pay attention to what they're doing because they're devious and they have a lot of influence.
Well, I think it's obvious Biden's a train wreck. It's going to help Trump get reelected in spades despite election fraud. But Biden is refusing to go, like Roger Stone predicted 3 years ago. So this is spectacularly crazy. It'd be extremely entertaining if it wasn't so dangerous.
No, I totally agree. I mean, Biden, it's been well documented that Biden thinks of himself as like the second coming of FDR, and that during the Obama administration, he thinks that the perceived success of the Obama administration was because of him. He's a sociopathic, narcissistic liar. That's who he is. So,
well, exactly. Say what you want about Obama. He did win and did get reelected and was popular. He was horrible, evil, but charismatic. Exactly. Biden the whole time thought he was the reason. Biden was a joke.
100%. Not only is it because he's too arrogant to drop out, it's also because Hunter won't let him drop out because he needs him to pardon him. And then, of course, Dr. Jill, who's fake doctor, won't let him drop out because once the second he does, she becomes irrelevant. And she's a power-craving narcissist just like her husband.
Well, that's right. I talked to Roger Stone this morning, who's on tomorrow at 11:30, first 30 minutes. He's on the second half of the first hour. He said, look, Biden can't go. He's facing all those criminal charges.
Yeah. So one of the things I thought was really interesting was how reluctant Axelrod was immediately after the debate to admit that Biden was a disaster. In Axelrod's case specifically, of all those people that we named, it seems to me, as Obama's former campaign manager, as somebody who's obviously very close to the Biden administration, this is a person whose mind is always focused on who can win and how to win and who can win and how to win. I think in Axelrod's case, he has realized that Biden can't win. And I actually find that incredibly encouraging, because if anybody is familiar with the extent to which the leftists can cheat in federal elections, David Axelrod would be among those people familiar with that. So if he's pulling the panic button on Biden, reluctantly admitting that this guy has to go because he can't win against Trump, then that proves to me that there's some semblance of election.
Sure. So what happens when Biden doesn't leave?
25th Amendment?
Yeah, they're going to remove him. That's my gut, is once they get in motion, none of their puppets want to get blamed or attacked by the Biden machine, but the Biden machine's getting smaller and weaker. But the levers have been flipped. The juggernaut is rolling forward. Biden goes. That's what I think.
I think so, too. The line seems to be breaking, too. You hear reports of staffers quitting and things like that, too. Everything's falling out from under him.
They're gonna, well, that's why they called him Big Boy on TV yesterday.
Yeah, I still can't.
Because that was the Pentagon spokesperson and the White House spokesperson attacking the president. They were signaling, hey, we ain't with this guy.
Unbelievable. I never could have even dreamed anything like this would even happen.
I thought it was the Twilight Zone when I saw it yesterday at 5 o'clock. I thought that's not real.
It's like House of Cards, Kevin Spacey level stuff.
There's like, well, he's going to be a big boy now. Yeah. Who's up next?
All right.
We'll do 5 more minutes. Hey, listen, InfoWarsStore.com. We're still here. The products are there. We're still on air. We had all sorts of deep state tricks to shut us down. God's in control. But if you don't support us, we'll shut down for sure. So it's like, if you think we're shut down and don't buy the products, we'll shut down because you believe they already beat us. They haven't beaten us. There's unbelievable behind-the-scenes stuff going on that I'm going to have to expose, because I just got a rule. I just tell you what's going on. It's disgusting. It's insane. And I just can't do anything but tell the truth. So you don't want to miss tomorrow's show. But just go to InfoWarsStore.com. And there's a big 1776, the Spirit of 1776 sale, up to 60% off right now, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll come back, take a few more callers.
Everybody buys.
buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but
sure.
I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, big story up at InfoWars.com. House GOP leaders declare Biden unfit, call out Democrat media over cover-up of his mental decline. They've known this for 5 years, back during the campaign. Maria Z from Australia takes over, then 1 hour, Owen Schroyer, the War Room. Right now, let's go ahead and go to the next speaker.
Let's go to Kevin Castley. Kevin, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. I'm going to keep this one really short. Thank you for having me on, Alex. And I just want to say, with regards to the real danger here, what scares me the most is that... I don't know if you folks know this, but you can Google Abel Archer 83. The biggest threat is even a miscommunication with regards to World War III. I mean, we were on the brink of nuclear war, and the NATO people in their hubris didn't even realize it. It only came to light after the Cold War ended that we realized how close it was.
And I remember that. In fact, mention that again. What was the name of that event?
Yeah, it was Abel Archer 83, and why it was so dangerous was it was just a routine war game. But the thing is, the Soviets thought of it as a potential invasion plot, and what I'm worried about is that Putin might interpret even routine money-making big
business. Well, you know, they always use a war game as the cover for attack. That's why you do war games, so you never know when it's really coming.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Barbarossa was a war game, right? So they have that in their mindset to look out for that sort of thing. So
for folks who don't know, the Germans did a war game that was the real German invasion of Barbarossa.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I'm going to keep things short here. So thank you for having me on. I just wanted to say, you know, even without malintent, things could go south. You know, we could have World War III just in the hubris of people thinking it couldn't happen, you know.
No,
so
I agree. The idea that we've already in 100 years had two world wars. Like, oh, it's not going to happen because it had to happen because you're 50 years old. Bull crap. Great points. You want to comment, Chase? Take one more commenter?
Let's go to Nico. Nico's back in the chat. Nico, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say. I see your hand raised.
Hey, thanks, brother, for having me up here. Appreciate it. Great space. Trump 2024 all the way. Also, make sure to support Alex Jones's product. One of them is the Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Make sure to pick it up. It does work. Just want to second my brother, George. He nailed it on the head. He said a lot of great points. Going back to the situation with Africa and Muammar Gaddafi, all right, during Obama's presidency. We killed them in 2011. We had no business going over there. Even if we went there, we created a vacuum. Same thing we did in Afghanistan. We went in there, we pulled out, created a vacuum, and the Taliban is in charge. Right now, what China is doing, they're creating modern-day slaves in Africa, all right? So what is the Biden regime doing as far as China and Russia being all over Africa? Nothing. Zero. The only way to fix this mess, like George said, like all of us, I hope all of us know, is to get Trump back into office, and I'll land right there. Thank you for having me up as a speaker.
Thank you, brother. All right. Sorry to all the other speakers. We're out of time. We'll, I guess, keep the streaming for a while. Maria Z is coming up. But we should do some more of these spaces soon.
Absolutely. It was a lot of fun. Great speakers.
People follow you on X.
Just follow me at Real Chase Geyser. Follow Alex Jones at Real Alex Jones. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, and that'll do it.
All right. And I'm on Real Alex Jones. They can shut down InfoWars anytime. The deep state's trying to shut us down. And I just keep telling you that. You see the news. They're shut down next week. Doesn't happen because we're fighting. But it doesn't mean it won't happen. So pray for us. Pray for InfoWars. That's the most important thing I could say. Please say a prayer for the operation, for the crew, for everything we do to reach more people. Just whatever God leads you to do, please today, I'm asking you. More important than buying product, more important than spreading the word. Please today, tonight, when you get ready to go to bed, just kneel down by your bed and say, God, InfoWars has done a lot of good. If you agree with this message, please help it reach more people, and please protect the crew, and please help this operation continue on. That's your mission. I'm asking you now to pray for InfoWars. Please pray this operation. We can be shut down anytime. There's stuff I haven't told you about yet. We're very close to being shut down. We've survived so many times, but we don't take it for granted. Please pray for us right now. Be right back. Stay with us. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z of ZMedia.com, and it is an honor to be with you all here today. Every single time that InfoWars is live, whoever is hosting, it is an honor and a blessing, because network and the difference that it has made and is continuing to make in the world. So I thank everyone for their support for InfoWars over the years. It has been instrumental, and Alex has been instrumental to my upbringing, all throughout my teenage years and even, my adult life. Alex has been a beacon of truth, a beacon of light in this world. And I know that that is the case for so many. So I'm grateful to him and this platform, for everything that they've done to wake up humanity and make us strong. It's not just about waking us up. It's about making us strong. It's about making us resilient, being prepared for the absolute worst, because we see just how far these maniacs want to take it. And that's what my broadcast today really is about. I cover current events a lot. But one thing that I have focused on quite a bit in my reporting is what they actually want to achieve. And what the UN has published in terms of the real reason for Agenda 2030 and what it is that they're trying to ultimately achieve in terms of transhumanism is absolutely terrifying. And I've done an extensive series on what's called biodigital convergence, covering official Government of Canada documents, Policy Horizons Canada documents. documents, and that series was, you know, several hours. I've done the same with what's called the UN 100 or Agenda 2045, which is what the key driving factor of Agenda 2030. And let me tell you that any world leader that is talking about climate change and net zero, no matter how right wing they seem, needs to be inspected with a magnifying glass. And it makes me incredibly, incredibly happy to hear President Trump denying the climate change hoax and talking about how he's not going to ban fuel vehicles, electric vehicles. Sure, they should be an option, but to mandate them for everyone, that is a signal to the globalists that he's not going along with their sustainable development goal agenda. Believe me, that is one of our main markers in this day and age as to whether or not someone should be considered as a serious candidate for leading a country. Because what the UN is trying to achieve through the Sustainable Development Goals, it's literal hell on earth. And so I want to go through some of what they have said in their book, Remaking the World Towards an Age of Global Enlightenment. I want to cover some of the highlights of this book for everyone today. And I'm going to show you the social contract for the AI age. I'm going to show you the fact that they are considering human beings to be objects, not actually humans. And mind you, this is the AI world society that the UN has published and said that we're all now part of, and we're now in a social contract, a new social contract, and the UN calls us objects and not humans. This is the most suppressed topic that I have found on X. It is one that gets immediately flooded with bots. It's one that gets shadow banned. The globalists and their bots don't want you to know about this topic. It's the reason for central bank digital currency. It's the reason for smart cities. It's the reason for digital ID. Every single lunatic thing that we see, including wanting to ban you from going out into nature and keeping you in your zones and keeping you tracked and traced, is contained within this book, and this book explains the reasons for it. So before I get into some of the highlights of this book, I've sent through some videos to the team, which I really want to go through, and to show everyone some of what the globalists have said are going to be the things that are going to be achieved past 2030. Now, some of these clips I've pulled off, you know, futurist accounts on YouTube, people that are interested in the technological advances. And it's very important to see what sort of dystopian world they're trying to create in motion before I take you through some of the highlights of this book. So, team, if you can cue up clip one, nanotechnology, please.
Nanotechnology. First, let's take a look at nanotechnology. Over the years, scientists have made exciting developments and discovered numerous innovative applications for nanotechnology. As it stands, nanotechnology has the potential to change life as we know it. Experts in the field believe that nanobots will, in the future, be fitted into our brains to connect us to the virtual world more readily and faster. With the use of brain-computer interface technology, the mind and computer will be one, making humans very powerful beings with access to endless information and solutions to problems that the mind wouldn't be able to solve. If nanotechnology reaches that stage, there may be no need for gadgets like phones and calculators.
That we have exposed on this network, and Z Media has exposed on several of our broadcasts in terms of, and Greg Reese especially has done some great research on this topic. If you haven't seen his interviews on, his videos on nanotechnology, you must go and watch, his channel on Band, because this is something that was achieved to a very, very large degree through the COVID injections. At bare minimum, the largest experiment that they've ever done in nanotechnology through these injections. And it's admitted that the COVID injections are nanotechnology injections. In fact, in Biden's nanotechnology initiative, it admits in there that the COVID injections are already nanotechnology injections. And I'm not going to go into all of the details about nanotechnology in this broadcast, but I want people to understand that this is the goal. The goal is to have nanobots in your brain. In fact, Neil deGrasse Tyson was interviewing with Ray Kurzweil a little while ago, and he said, oh, by 2030, we're going to have these, we're all expected to have these nanorobots in our brain that can kind of, you know, we can control devices and link with the internet of everything, just openly saying it. And Kurzweil said, well, no, it's not really going to be ready until 2030, but by then we'll be ready to roll it out. Well, we're just a few years short of that now, and I dare say they've already experimented on the populations through mandates.
Medical.
3D print, please, Tim.
Now we go from the extinction of phones to the eradication of death. Well, by 2050, the finality of death may be a thing of the past. With the brain connected to a computer through BCI technology, the information stored in our brains can be transferred into a hard disk like computer files. That means the data, including memories, can be retrieved and uploaded into another being, maybe a more advanced humanoid robot. This way, the best minds in every field will be preserved and able to continue working on innovations.
So these transhumanists are absolutely obsessed with life extension, and they are saying now that we'll be able to upload humans into robots. We're going to have these robots walking around with, I don't know, your loved one's consciousness. And you can see how a lot of us think that, that's just simply a disgusting idea. We appreciate that life begins and life ends, and there's really no way of becoming immortal other than the way in which God designed, which was the life that comes after this one. But they are anti-God. They're anti-creation. And so they say that, you know, we're going to get your consciousness and upload it into a robot. And we think, well, that's gross. We're going to respect the cycle of life, and we're not going to go about it, things that way. Except that a lot of people, you can see how a lot of people will be tempted by this. People that are ridden with grief, people that don't want to, can't let go of a loved one. Well, I won't say can't, don't want to let go of a loved one. And will do this for ongoing companionship. I mean, we already have people, you know, getting into relationships with AI bots because they're lonely. They're having a really tough time in this world. It's something new. It's something exciting. And so, we can see how people will be roped into this. I want to go into what did we just play? We just played 3D printing. My apologies, everyone. Was it 3D printing or extinction of death that you just played, team? Extinction of death. Okay, good. So what we'll do is go into clip two, which is 3D printing. If you can please cue that one up.
If the current trend of open source 3D printable files continues, it will not be long before everyone prints their own large objects like furniture and weapons. Well, here's an idea. How about developing an affordable 3D printer for food? That could be the end of world hunger, despite global warming.
So, of course, they say that because of global warming, we're going to have world hunger. And this is a common line by the UN. You know, if we don't achieve the sustainable development goals, which is really just depopulation goals, we are not going to be able to stop climate change and world hunger. The interesting thing about the printing of 3D meat is that when you read Policy Horizons, Canada Biodigital Convergence, and I recommend everyone, if you go to the Z Media tab on band.video or even zmedia.com and just type in biodigital convergence, watch that series, you will be astounded at what the Canadian government is already planning for, and all governments are, whether they've published it or not yet. They say that essentially, you know, you won't be cooking for yourself or ordering, if you do order food, it'll come from a selected globalist picked distribution center. It'll be delivered to you by drone. AI will be deciding what you need to eat. And in fact, the Canadian government says, well, you're going to wake up in the morning, and because of all of these nanobots and biosensors that you have inside of your body, AI is going to tell you what food you need to 3D print for the day. And I mean, I can't even imagine that what nutrients will you have from this 3D printed food? If any, it's going to be full, you know, what the drones are delivering. It's going to be full of gene editing, gene altering substances to cyborgize you. So we need to support our farmers. We need to absolutely not allow them to remove our food supply, leaving us with only the food that they want to feed us. Please go to clip 4 AI, please.
Artificial intelligence. Something that may be available for everyone is artificial intelligence. Already more advanced than most of the innovations mentioned here, the development of artificial intelligence will only get better through the years. Experts in the field believe that AI will surpass the processing power of living brains. That wouldn't be scary if it didn't open the door to the robopocalypse. Luckily, scientists still have to figure out how to impart all the important human values into an AI before it can become a part of our everyday life. But the rise of AI will, of course, change the face of the workforce. Not only that, but the job market will also face radical change. And with the way things are going, about half of the world's current jobs will be extinct, taken over by AI machines and robots.
So that is an incredibly important point that people need to realize about how absolutely, you know, this is such an existential threat to humanity, the UN Sustainable Development Goals and Agenda 2030. And again, I go back to why it's so important at this current time. AI is set, in that video, they say set to take 50% of jobs. It's actually, you know, estimated to be a lot more than that. Their plan is to put people on a universal basic income and have you a slave forever to the government, because you can't get a universal basic income unless you are compliant. And the UN admits to that inside this book that we're going to go through today. You can't, unless you are absolutely in alignment with the world citizen or the AI world citizen, values, the value system, you're not even allowed to participate in the world unless you're part of their value system. This is why censorship exists. It's not just to silence the truth, but it's also to retrain, to train their AI on their value system, right? So you are going to be excluded from society if you don't participate in that value system and qualify for a UBI. They plan to eliminate your jobs. And so it is absolutely vital to have people in elected positions of power that understand how destructive this agenda is, deny the climate hoax at all costs, because that is one of the main key drivers for achieving what they want to achieve. Please go to clip 5, Metaverse.
Now we move on to the metaverse. Since Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced it, virtual reality and AI have been assimilated into our everyday life through the social media giant. For those who may be a bit confused about the metaverse, you're not alone, and you've come to the right place. The metaverse is a virtual reality computer-generated environment in which you can interact with other users through AI-enabled software. So it's about simulation, with avatars representing users. As metaverse functions get more developed, by 2050 it will be able to offer a full virtual experience that includes shopping to travel right from the comfort of your own home. People will have the option to share their virtual experiences with the world. Imagine taking a trip to your favorite holiday destination with your family, only you're not physically there. That's what the metaverse will offer.
So in the Biodigital Convergence Canada documents, Policy Horizons Canada documents, they actually talk about, and a lot of, you know, the nanotechnology studies talk about the fact that you will not be able to travel, and we know that the goal is to ban people from traveling more than 1,500 kilometers or around 900 miles per person every 3 years. That's all that they want to be able that's the travel they want to limit you to. So all those people who got injected to travel, oops, sorry. And so they say that even visiting your loved ones, you're going to do through a hologram in your lounge room, and because you're going to have all these sensors inside your body, when you hug your hologram mum, you're going to feel like you're really giving her a hug, but it's not going to be your mum. But you're going to have all the sensations. You're going to have the oxytocin release. You're going to have, you're going to feel her skin, because the nanotechnology inside of you is going to enable you to feel those sensations, even though you're not really hugging your mum. These people actually have this plan. It's not like, I understand that it's a fantasy, and I understand that it's a pipe dream and it's bizarre, but they actually have this planned and they're actually working towards this. Team, if you can go to clip 6, money, please.
Money.
Next is money. Even though we will still use money, one thing that has been used less and less over the years is cash. Keeping up with that trend, cash will most likely no longer be used in 2050. All transactions will be done virtually, and new modes of financial transactions will emerge because of AI and decentralized finance. As the world slowly starts to adopt those technologies, we may not even have to do our own grocery shopping anymore, making traditional paper and plastic money even less useful. Like Tesla, which orders its own car parts as needed, our automated pantries and refrigerators may order our groceries. No more getting the wrong milk or even running out of milk.
So this is something that was written in the letter. The year is 2030. I have no privacy and life has never been better. Published on the World Economic Forum's website and also published in Forbes by Ida Orkin. She's a WEF puppet. And she says, I don't really think for myself anymore. The algorithm orders whatever I need. Sometimes I'll think about what I might want to order. But the problem is, you know, even when they tell you about, oh, your fridge will order your milk for you or you're missing ingredients, well, they don't plan to allow you to have milk. They are planning on banning milk and all animal products. And so you will only have the algorithm will dictate your entire life. The algorithm will be the legal system. The AI will be the health system. The AI will be absolutely everything in the global brain sort of hive mind. The final clip from that YouTube presentation I want to show you is clip 7, Hologram TV.
Interactive hologram televisions will exist, meaning that you can verbally call up your hologram TV and it will appear right in front of you. The best part? You will never have to look for the remote again, because you can control the TV with your mind using nanotechnology.
Oh, just control the TV with your mind using nanotechnology. Wow, that's just great. That is some creepy stuff, guys. Just back to that previous video on money. They want to eliminate all cash and go completely digital because that is how they lock society into this UBI and AI takeover. So without the elimination of cash, they cannot achieve their goals successfully. They need everyone hooked into the matrix, hooked into the internet of everything. If we keep cash alive, they can't achieve that goal. So it's absolutely vital to do so. I don't know about you. Maybe some people think it's really cool to be able to control your television with your brain using nanotechnology. What about hacking? What about people that are going to hack your brain? What about Rand Corporation that says, you know, we'll be able to coerce people and manipulate them to do things they wouldn't normally do? Or Yuval Noah Harari that says humans are hackable animals and they're useless and we're just going to drug them and keep them busy with video games. So whilst the futurists present this really cool world of, you know, controlling your TV with your brain, what they fail to recognize is what the globalists are saying they will be able to do with this technology. The fact that they call you a hackable animal. It's really outrageous. Again, I'm showing you all of this to show you the importance of getting leaders elected and getting people into politics who absolutely denounce this agenda at all costs, at all costs. Now I want to play a couple of clips, and there's just a couple more, which show a bit of a different side. This is a darker dystopian side. This is actually from a fictional scenario, and I do apologize that I can't remember who actually posted it because it's done very well. This is a fictional scenario for the future of smart cities. Team, play clip 8, please.
Built around different levels of artificial intelligence, with a central AI brain that receives and sends data to all of the connected machines in the city. From the surveillance drones, the self-driving cars, to the drone delivery apartment buildings, and so much more. The streets have no lanes or traffic lights. The city AI creates an hourly digital road layout for the self-driving cars and vehicles. More lanes are created during rush hours, and streets are erased during weekends to create more pedestrian spaces. The digital road layout is also adjusted based on weather, construction, and special events.
So people might think that's really cool, managing traffic well. And I just did a live stream on this last night because they've just announced these micro cities officially in Australia. And so once again, Australia is leading the charge when it comes to the implementation of Agenda 2030, the true testing ground of the New World Order. or at least a major one. And so they talk about, you know, the reduction in traffic and the convenience and living locally and having everything at your fingertips and the, your child's school. You don't have to travel in peak hour traffic. It's all going to be beautiful and flowing great. But what they fail to tell you is that with this convenience comes an extreme cost to your privacy and your liberty, because you won't be allowed to leave. Geofencing will prevent your bank account from working when you step outside of your 15-minute city. In fact, there is already an area in Canada that is requiring people to register before they leave or before they enter. They have to pay to enter, to visit, and also register to leave their place of residence. Well, it starts off with registration. It starts off with QR coding to leave your house. And then it ends up, well, unless you've been a good, obedient little slave, you can't actually leave at all. And then it's, well, actually, you can't leave anyway because climate change. The goal really is to ban people from going into nature. This is admitted by the Council on Foreign Relations, where they say, no, we need to protect 80% of the land for the rights of Indigenous people, because they care so much about Indigenous people, everyone. Injecting them under trees with no gloves on like they did in Australia and getting the military to escort them to concentration camps in the middle of the night during COVID for a community that wasn't even sick against their will. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with the rest of their agenda after this short break.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z of ZMedia.com, and we are covering the UN's plan to destroy the world as we know it through their Age of Global Enlightenment, enforcing the AI World Society on humanity. Just before the break, we played a clip showing how the AI brain would be what is in charge of smart cities that they are planning to attempt to force everyone into. We're going to play the robot clip 9, please.
Buildings have been redesigned. Apartment buildings have drone landing pads on the roof where deliveries are made. A small elevator brings the package down into the building, and a robot collects it and delivers it to the person's door, where a robotic post box brings the package into the home.
So when they tell you about sustainable construction and sustainable development, just keep these clips. Again, this is a fictional a fictional creation of what smart cities could look like. But watching that and reading their documents, the similarities are astounding, because it really is the elimination of all human workforce, drones and robots taking control over everything. You're trapped. You have no way out. You have to eat Bill Gates' cancer meat that's delivered by drone and, you know, probably take injections, I don't know, 3 times a day, like Equilibrium. If you haven't seen that film, I recommend it, because that's really what they're trying to do here. I want to play 2 more clips very quickly. We have clip 10, drones.
City streetlights have platforms on top where the drones are able to recharge. Online shopping fulfillment centers and warehouses are located in the middle of the city, acting as the heart of the city. They are housed in tall buildings with open windows that drones fly in and out of, collecting packages, just like a beehive. Parks in the AI city are equipped with robotic caretakers that maintain the green spaces and monitor air quality. With no more gas cars, the pollution in AI cities is down to almost zero. But the central AI uses drones to carefully monitor and watch for any spikes in air pollution around the city, especially around factories and construction sites. The drones also survey for spikes in noise pollution.
So noise pollution is definitely something that they talk about in terms of the smart cities. They don't want people making more noise than they have set limits on. And you can see how these plans to have a sort of distribution center inside every smart city that's sort of, you know, think about it being just a globalist approved. It really eliminates so many businesses. It eliminates even council workers that go and maintain the lawns. No. We have robots and drones that do all of that now. So human beings, you just sit around and live in the metaverse. That is literally what they're trying to do. They're trying to put you on a UBI and get you to transition your life, because the real world's so miserable, run by AI and robots, that you are just going to live out your life in the metaverse. This is what they want. One final clip before I take you through the UN's actual stated words on paper. Quiet zones.
There are designated quiet zones throughout the city. It is an experimental project where specific areas in the city are AI-free zones, giving the humans a sense of freedom and peacefulness. Cameras around the perimeter of these quiet zones track who goes in and out. The airspaces above are no drone fly zones. There are no robots or self-driving vehicles allowed inside, except at night for maintenance. The spaces are open, free, green pastures for the humans.
I am AI.
Experimental quiet zones, not even guaranteed quiet zones, little sections of the city where you can be free of AI surveillance. Do you really think that they'll allow that? I don't think so, especially not when we have 5G towers, the satellites, and the nanotechnology inside of people all connected at all times in real time. Every single leaf is mapped, believe me. There is no way that there will be such a thing as quiet zones in these places. It is complete and total, constant surveillance, constantly under the thumb of Big Brother. You breathe wrong, you're dead. And I'm not even exaggerating where that is concerned, because we have weapons experts and Silicon Valley engineer Aman Jarby came on with me a long time ago exposing how the streetlights inside these smart cities are designed to kill. Mark Steele, weapons expert in the UK, just came on with me and exposed how these cameras that they're putting in these smart cities have the ability to kill. Not to mention the towers being a weapon. So this is very, very serious. And like I said, the futurists always describe all these wonderful possibilities that we have from these emerging technologies. And I'm not necessarily against all new technology, although I am naturally a person that is opposed to, you know, these types of technological advances. I don't love technology. I'm not a technology lover. So, you know, is there bias there? Probably. But I also know the ways in which they want to weaponize this technology against humanity. They've written in plain English language how they plan to weaponize this technology against the human race, which they don't even consider human, by the way. And that brings us to the UN's Remaking the World Towards an Age of Global Enlightenment. This is a book that was published in conjunction with the Boston Global Forum. It is a United Nations centennial initiative. And they have a goal that by their 100th year anniversary, which is the year 2045, that the world will be completely different. And on their website, it actually says that they, if you go to UN 75, an unexpected message from the future, I'm just looking it up in real time while I'm talking to you guys. They actually say that Vinton Cerf, the evangelist of the internet, was playing around with the internet, not with the internet, apologies, was playing around with frequencies, some extremely high frequency receivers in the 125 gigahertz band. And he detected an unexpected but strong and repeated signal. And basically, he says that he got a message from some unknown entity that said, well, the whole world realized in 2020 that we need to change things drastically. And basically we need to focus intensely and resolutely on the development of new technologies to cope with the crisis of global warming and its side effects. So some demon from the future told Vinton Cerf, the evangelist of the internet, who is one of the contributors to the Age of Global Enlightenment book, that they need to go really hard with Agenda 2030 in order for humanity to survive by the year 2045. So that's who's guiding them, guys. Some demon from the future. I want to show you that, and I'm going to bring it up on screen, and I'm referring to my hard copy here. So bear with me. I want to show you that they have a plan for a social contract. It says in part one on page 18, toward an age of global enlightenment, AI social contract. And when you look at it, it says that there's a new social contract in the age of artificial intelligence. Now, what do they mean by that social contract? Well, basically, they have a couple of YouTube videos where they got, consultation from the public in order to get the public's consent for this social contract that they've already entered us into. And it involved, one particular video that I watched, a couple of researchers from MIT, who they were trying to convince that we need to replace the judiciary with AI. And the researchers from MIT said, whoa, 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 that's a red line. We cannot leave human beings out of the judicial system. We can't do this. We have to keep humans in the judicial system. And they said, oh, but don't you think XYZ kept making their arguments. The MIT researchers kept pushing back. And the AI World Society representative, sorry, the UN 100 representative said, okay, he was from the Boston Global Forum. He said, oh, okay, we'll just move on. So that's it, everyone. The whole world's in a new social contract now because they had that conversation. The MIT researchers pushed back and they said, oh, we're going to do it anyway. You're all in a new social contract. You're all objects now. These people are insane. They are positively insane. On page 20, it talks about how we need to... I think I'm on the wrong page here. Everyone, bear with me. Says how the foundations of this, we need to consider, for example, how the COVID-19 pandemic urgently requires a new society with new structure, order, and approach. They're openly telling us there that it is because of COVID that we realized we need a new society, new structure, a new order and a new approach. Why? Well, because they said so. Because they said pandemics are going to keep happening. Because they said that we're going to keep having disruptions to human health because of climate change and birds migrating. Nothing to do with all of the people flooding your borders that are riddled with diseases. I'm sure it's not that. They say that the new social contract for the AI age will be implemented via the promulgation of a code of ethics for AI developers and users. They say that the creation of a system to monitor and evaluate governments, companies, and individuals based on their contribution to maintaining norms, standards, common values, and international laws for honesty, transparency, accountability, and responsibility. And we all know what their version of honesty, transparency, accountability is. And they say that the establishment of a United Nations Convention on Artificial Intelligence to obligate governments and others to comply with international norms and rules to protect rights in the AI age. But what are those rights? What are those rights? Well, the problem with their version of rights is that they tell you that they don't exist. They tell you the human rights need to be redefined. When the WHO launched their pandemic treaty discussions, they said, we're going to erase human rights, fundamental freedoms, and dignity from all future pandemic responses. Excuse me? This is their view. Their view is that you are not human. You are cattle. You are an object. You are nothing. You're a digital citizen, not a real human. This is how they view these futurists, how they view humanity, these transhumanists. And so they say that we need a framework for an AI international accord. And in the implementation stage of that framework, if I can just go back to implementation, apologies. This is implementation for the social contract. It says that it's going to be implemented as follows. A promulgation of a code of ethics for AI developers and users. I already went through this. Sorry, the part that I wanted to show you was the development of the Democratic Alliance for Digital Governance as the global authority to enforce the social contract for the AI age. Digital governance as the global authority, ladies and gentlemen, that is what they want. Global authority being the AI hive mind, the Borg, the one that sends you drones dependent on what it says you can and can't have, the one that tells you where you can and can't move, the one that tells you where you can and can't go, who you can and can't visit, what you can and can't spend your money on because climate change. You can see in their new reality, new unknowns, they tell you that we are at the beginning of a new era, a world of mind-machine convergence. So this is where all of that, those clips that I played you on the nanotechnology come in, because they say that we are about to converge with machines. This is happening. Your minds are becoming machines. Well, how do they know that? And why should humanity agree with this mind machine convergence? Why should we agree to cyborgization? Let me tell you, if we get people, if we continue having people in power that are on board with this, it's going to be a very difficult road ahead. We need people that oppose this agenda at every single turn. Let me tell you, if you hear people openly denying the climate change scam like Donald Trump has, that is a very, very huge hopeful sign. AI, given such ambiguities and uncertainties, it is not surprising that the international community has not yet fully grasped the implications, unknowns, and the potential threats to the global order. So they openly admit that. They openly admit that the international community doesn't really get it and doesn't really get that there is a threat to the new global order that they are implementing. There is. It's called our resistance. And what they see as the threat is if they don't get control over AI and its use, and this is why you're seeing so many arguments for AI regulation. It's not because they want good use of AI. They don't care if AI is making child pornography. It's already done that. They don't care about that. They just don't want you to be able to use it to fight their AI. That's what this is about. And shout out to Mike Adams, who's building a fantastic large language model that is actually spitting out truth and facts. He's training it on the truth, not Google's censored version of the truth. So Mike Adams is just truly, I think, going to be an instrumental figure for the future ahead. I really do believe that. In sum, all countries are going through a common experience of adapting and managing unknowns. All of these venues are generally framed within an overarching context of sustainable development. So that is one of the key things to understand here. Everything that they do, everything that all the justification is because of sustainable development. I'm going to keep powering through this because we only have a few minutes left. I want to go to page 32 here. I'll go to page 38, actually. Let's go to page 38 and show you all the individual rights and responsibilities. So they claim that you have these rights, including rights pertaining to the data and the internet, rights to digital and AI related education, rights to political participation in AI policy deliberations, rights to avoid digital damages. But with those rights come responsibilities to avoid digital damages, contribute to the common good, participate in codes of digital ethics, remain cognizant of AI applications, and refrain from the use of malware or distribution of misinformation. So you only get the rights to the data and the internet, the rights to digital and AI-related education, the rights to avoid digital damages, and all of the above. You only get those rights if you refrain from misinformation. In other words, the rights that you're allowed in the AI world society are only available to you if you comply like a good little slave. If you don't challenge the narrative, if you don't challenge the New World Order, and it even says the governments are required to implement the AI governance policies, standards, and norms, and design incentives and directives for responsible AI use. They are telling governments that they have to adopt these norms. Why do you think that they are censoring you at every single turn? Because they are training their AI and you, by default, through self-censorship, training you to be a good little AI citizen. That is what is happening. The United Nations and international organizations are being told that they need to reinforce the AI World Society City initiatives to develop and evaluate a people-centered economy. What that means, ladies and gentlemen, is that they are telling governments that, and even before that, they say to establish a worldwide alliance towards digital governance. So they want digital governance and they want governments to reinforce the AI World Society City initiatives. What is that? That is transitioning you to the metaverse and pushing governments, pushing people to transition their lives to the digital realm. And they say that business entities, national and international, are expected to adopt common AI values. They are, you know, this is not The DEI is part of this, by the way, because DEI is part of the AI World Society. Everyone, unicorn or otherwise, is equal. And let's promote the unicorns into positions of power rather than those who are actually capable and have the skill set. And businesses are the same way as they're being forced to adopt DEI, are also going to be forced to adopt common AI values, standards, and norms, which, by the way, is the same as DEI. And it even says that they have to support sanction systems to enforce a rules-based international order. That is what is going to be expected of businesses, ladies and gentlemen. On page 41, they say that they want to consolidate a world alliance. I can't find that specific quote because I just got rid of my page. Oh, here it is. Consolidate World Alliance for Digital Governance as the global authority to enforce the emergent accord. Okay. They are saying that digital governance is going to be the global authority. The global authority. They're not even, you know, Klaus Schwab, the supervillain, forget him. You're going to have some AI Borg brain trained by the globalists telling you what you can and can't eat. This is their plan. Telling you that you're gay, like Yuval Noah Harari said. AI is going to tell you that you're gay because you don't know who you love. AI is going to tell you. He really said this. He really, really said this. And they say that they're very concerned about the role that human beings are going to, what role will be left for human beings in a world run by AI. And then they say that AI can have profound impacts on the life of the individual. AI may influence who to recruit for a certain position or whether to grant a certain pension application. So they openly admit to that, that AI is going to be making those decisions. Forget the government that you thought you knew. Forget the government that you thought you knew. AI is going to be telling you who can and can't have a pension, who can and can't be recruited. Do you think that it's going to look favorably upon people who value traditional family values, or is it just going to be looking for people who dye their hair blue? And I'm going to go now to what they call layer one, which is their charter and principles, and really powering through in this short time that I've left. They say that AI societies is the society consisting of all objects that have characteristics of artificial intelligence. That's you and me, by the way, and they do specify that we are considered objects. They say that AI citizens, which is what they call us now, cannot take actions which violate the law and social norms. And they say that you're deployed into these AI societies. They're deploying you into the metaverse, and basically what they expect, even here, the design and performance of an AI citizen must be sufficiently transparent so as to expose its behavior and ensure that its behavior will not imperil in any other way AI citizens or humans, which they consider you an AI citizen. And they say that the behavior of those AI citizens must be ethical by normal human and social standards. It must conform to the ethics of UNESCO and of the United Nations as a whole, right? So your life must be on display for everyone to see, all of your thoughts on display for everyone to see, and you must conform to the UN, they say. You must conform to the UN. We need to get out of the UN, people. We seriously need to get out of the UN, and we need leaders that are going to talk about this extremely seriously, take this threat extremely seriously. They go on to say, you know, AI government, I'll just breeze through this. They talk about an AI government. They talk about the structure for the goals and the structure of AI government. And on page 92 is where you'll find that they talk about an AI citizen, referring to people who live and work legally in a country and who respect the common global values set forth by the United Nations. That's you and me, that they consider an AI citizen. And finally, they have a social value reward system This is what I was talking about in terms of the digital currency, where you are only, they don't call it a social credit system. They say you're only going to be rewarded with digital currency based on your contribution, your positive contribution to the United Nations metaverse, the AI world society, you, the object, the AI citizen, are only going to be rewarded with digital currency if you conform, you comply with what the UN wants you to do. Ladies and gentlemen, this is, in my opinion, one of the biggest threats to humanity. The sustainable development goals are what will make this hellscape, this hellish future that they plan possible, where you are considered an object that has to comply with the UN in every single thing that you do. Do not let them get away with this. Do not let them get away with this. Inspect every single person that is putting themselves up for election with under a microscope, and force them to reject Agenda 2030 and everything that it is. I will be away for at least 1 week from being live on this broadcast, so I'm grateful for all of your attention today. Please share this everywhere. Get people informed, and you can watch our full series on biodigital convergence and the AI world society on band.video. Thank you all for your time.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.